I should be recording now.
Your face falling off.
My face is falling off. Are we recording?
Go. Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast, number 17. The first ever Hijinks and Sue podcast, video simulcast, blogcast, cast.
Shut up.
I can't hear you. I'm going to turn you up. Who are you, number?
Here we go.
Talking to your thing?
Hello.
Yeah,
hey,
here we go.
Check that shit out.
Fucking hot. Hey, Eli, talk.
It's the first Hello. Time you've ever turned me up.
Oh, shut up.
It'll be the last. Talk.
Hello.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Denise?
Hi.
Oh, God, you're too loud. That's the first time that's happened.
Yeah, hi. Is that better?
A kill switch for you.
The music's way larger.
Oh, it's always. It's doing fine. There goes the face again. Okay, so for people that are just listening and they're not actually seeing this, we're broadcasting the podcast live on ustream.tv/hijinksandsue. But if you're hearing this and not seeing it, it's too late. You missed it. But, oh, hey, hit record.
Oh, shit. How does this work again?
Oh, fuck.
Okay, now the video's recording.
Okay, and now we're recording.
Check that out.
Nice.
So intro number two, if you're looking at the vidcast, podcast, castcast, slashcast later, this is distracting.
My face.
You can't react in real time to what's happening on the video. We're in the internet.
Wrinkles.
It's like that movie. What's it called?
Fat Guy on the Internet?
Yeah. No, it's the guy, John Travolta. Face gets...
Face off?
Face
yeah.
Off.
So then Josh should
face
be wearing it.
Off.
If Josh wore that, I wouldn't know who was who. Try it.
No.
Give him the face.
No, but I can make out with myself.
Caster Troy. I have no idea who's who now.
You guys are stupid.
Which one of you is tired?
Wait, I'm so sleepy.
Who's got, okay, hypothetical. I've got St. Augustine grass. When's the best time to plant?
Oh, definitely,
Wait, are we doing NPR first, now?
I'm trying to figure out who Eli is. Oh, now I can...
Eli doesn't know when to plant. He knows when to cut.
Oh, shit. What's the optimal height for St. Augustine? Anywho... So now we're actually doing Hijinks and Sue podcast number 17. Also, if you're only listening to the audio, then you're not participating in the chat room. But we've got a chat room, and there's people in it. And from time to time, we're going to look at
my internet's gone.
Fix her internet.
It's dead.
Just show her how to do. Open Safari, and Safari will be like, "I'm not online. How come?" And you're like, "Fix it, Safari." And it's like, "Oh, cool. I'm online now."
Okay, God damn it.
You've got to be on the chat room too. You got to take charge of that shit.
Oh.
I need the sound of a train wreck.
Hey, it's our first time. Remember, our first podcast was a lot like this.
Our first podcast
like when
was
I
actually
first,
funny.
A lot like fail.
It was like the first time I jerked off. It's an epic fail.
Oh.
Password.
Yeah, I can't say my Wi-Fi password on the internet.
I'm really surprised you
oh,
just
whoa,
didn't.
Whoa, do not.
Did we just have a spill?
Almost.
Can't see across the wall of computers.
Fix her internet. I don't have no idea what's going on.
I didn't break it. It just
I can't see it. It's turned away from me, and I'm not standing
oh,
up.
Take God. Her... Okay, hold on.
Oh God, no! Just
wow, so close. To the beginning, and we've already completely fucking train wrecked. That's awesome.
It's not a total failure.
What the yet. Shit is this?
I have no idea. Just fix it. Get her to join my Wi-Fi. Oh my God. So this episode will be completely confused and have no idea what to do next. We're going to do the internet. We're going to do the mail sack. We're going to do maybe some live questions if this doesn't run for like 6 hours. And then we'll have guests. People will be popping in. Elias, you are so fucking distracted. You are like a 2-year-old. He hasn't said a word. He's fucking taking pictures of a camera. That's
it's
like a
even,
a mirror times
you're
infinity.
You're not even on your game. Like, that's the intermission.
Dude.
Music should be over.
Are you here?
It's over. Yeah.
Are you here?
Hello.
Are you good? Okay.
Welcome.
What the shit did you do, Denise?
I didn't do anything.
She broke the internet.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's true.
That's my next thing.
Reboot that ass. All right, so while Josh is fixing Denise's internet, I'm going to read Josh's review of last night's Battlestar.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Because he's so right.
You have to put on the headphones. You're missing the audio.
Yeah, you're missing all the great sound effects.
You're missing my work.
His art. God. Hey, somebody asked, when are we ever going to see Allison? Because we keep saying Allison's going to be on the podcast. Well, Allison's here. She didn't want to be on it,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, she's right behind me over here. She needs to walk over there.
Oh, I just realized I can't watch the Ustream if I'm on a different window.
Where'd
he go? Oh, there's Allison!
Yay, Allison.
Hey, she has the bright red hair.
This is going to be fantastic audio for people that aren't watching the video later. It's going to be 2 hours of, oh, look at that! Oh, that was fun. Oh, that was fun.
Oh, God, it's burning.
Oh, my eyes!
What?
That's true. We should do audio for people that will never see the video. That makes no sense.
Like blind people? Like the guy?
It hurts. Because see, they don't know.
Then you'll be like Russ Martin.
You know what's even worse is like if I do voices, they'll see it. They'll be like, "That's not Cloverfield. That's a dude."
The illusion is ruined.
The illusion's gone.
The magic is ruined.
That's it. Cancel the video. If I can't do Lord of the Rings voices and have it be believable, then
I swear I didn't
do it. Breaking all your sound effects.
Is it okay if I give Denise a static IP just to get this working?
No.
I'm doing it anyway.
What?
Wait,
are you in my router?
No.
Then how are you doing that?
Don't ask questions.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Are you hacksering the internet?
Maybe.
Wow. All right, so Josh's review of Battlestar.
I don't want illegal stuff on.
Do we all agree that episode was balls?
No.
Did you watch it?
It wasn't.
Yeah. You liked it?
It wasn't balls.
It
was just...
I'm going to read your review, and I'm going to say that I agree with it
100%. That was in the moment. That was
no,
like
no,
a
no.
heat of passion.
I agree with
sort
it
of
100%. This being my favorite show, I agree that that was the weakest episode of all four seasons.
Whatever.
Josh says, there were at least two, if not three episodes worth of material in this episode. As a result, every single action was horribly rushed. There was no drama or suspense behind any of the major reveals. Major was capitalized to show you how angry he was. Events happened with zero buildup. People stared blankly, and we moved on. Case in point, Bill. I found out I'm a turnip, Bill.
What?
I'm a fucking robot, Bill.
What are you saying?
I was waiting for him to be like, it's just calculus.
What?
Use calculus.
What?
It's the
Edward James.
It
almost.
Was a movie.
Oh my God! No.
What is that from?
Where he's teaching.
Stand
the
and
kids.
Deliver.
Yeah.
Is he a teacher?
Yes. Yeah.
No.
The inner city kids. He's an admiral.
He's a spaceship admiral?
Yeah.
Teaching inner city kids calculus.
Yeah. To how to do spaceship calculus?
God damn it.
Teaching them jump coordinates for an FTL drive?
Yeah.
Spool up.
Kids. Spool up. Let's say an FTL, a Battlestar Galactica is going to leave Chicago.
You need Gunners to make
at 5
an
o'clock.
FTL jump.
Oh my God.
What?
Anyway, Josh also says, many moments of weak acting. Through important story elements, questionable effect shots. Of course, that's been your problem the whole season. Overly contrived plot devices. Very important plot elements happen entirely off screen. Like what? What happened? Oh, the other two.
Yeah.
Captures.
Well, not to spoil
it. I guess we shouldn't spoil it since it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was last night.
But
we'll be nice to the people watching live.
But I will. I've already spoiled that Ty reveals himself because I want to keep making fun of that. That
right.
was pretty good.
I got that silent primitive bell. With my baby! What are you talking about? I've known you for 30 years. I've always been a robot, Bill!
And then they do that teaser for next year, and you hear Ty go,
you're the fifth!
Like, so who's he talking to?
Wait, I have a question, though.
Yeah.
Why does the fifth even matter? They already found her.
That's what I'm
oh,
saying.
Oh, again, with spoilers for the episode last night.
Oh, shit! Don't!
Too late.
Fuck!
Hope you guys watched. I really do.
Melkor says we should send eye patches to him. Oh, Cool Jammer says, I don't think they're reading. We're reading it, but in the midst of talking. I can't talk and read at the same time. I don't do that.
Oh, I forgot about you guys. And whatever.
Josh is still trying to fix Denise's internet.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
she broke it.
That was pretty fucking lackluster.
I didn't do anything.
I'm just going to reset your machine.
If you want to see what the fancy bastards think about last night's episode, there's a whole thread for it in the forum. And,
I don't know. I thought it was pretty good.
I
like
explain
it
your position.
No. The events that took place were fine. There was nothing wrong with like on paper. If you
I need a beer.
Read it.
Go ahead.
It was fine.
Oh,
the actual
I hid yours.
Process of the making it was terrible.
Are you still talking?
No.
Oh, good. Why did you like that episode?
I just thought it was better than the previous ones. I mean, I haven't been crazy about
the
this
one
season.
Before
last week's episode
was
awesome.
Better. I like how they do that one. Let's make sure everyone knows Gata lost his leg.
Oh, yeah.
And so he like, it's like this slapstick comedy. He's like,
I guess they don't have, like,
benefit for the video.
You only did that because, actually, for people that are watching. Like, he still does that shit when we're not filming.
That's true.
Actually, he does.
That's true.
What are you doing? Did you bring people?
You brought a whole beer bucket in here?
Other
people
need beer, too.
Eli just brought, like, 10 beers in here.
Which means Eli is going to drink 10 beers.
No, he's going to drink 5, and I'm going to drink 5.
And Denise is going to sit there with puppy eyes the whole time.
She's a girl. She only gets one.
Half a beer.
Hey, everybody.
That's all I need.
Hey, Denise, let's both be you for the rest of the podcast.
No, I mean.
Somebody give me a beer. Please. Can you turn me down? I'm too loud.
Can anyone hear me? Shut up.
I recommend you stop being such a fag.
Stop playing that sound. My God. All right, Battlestar's over. We're not talking about that anymore.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh,
whatever, you're fixed.
Yay. Thank you, Josh.
Quit touching shit.
I did.
Yeah, and then now don't go to any websites because they're all broken.
Internet works, don't use it.
I will not eat cat poop. Dude. Cut it out.
Is
I'm just going to change the password.
Wait, what does that mean? Because Lost has always been awesome.
What are we talking about? Oh, someone's talking
to
you.
I'm replying to Frack Truck here.
No, he's saying, is BSG the show that you loved and then now it's going to suck in its final waning years?
Really, I think everybody needs to stop being such a little bitch about the whole thing. It's awesome. Deal with it.
There's spaceships and there's Guy and there's a Mexican in charge of all of it. That's all I'm saying.
Nah.
Hand to God.
It is a glorious
best show
day
ever
for all of us. Or me.
Eli actually hates the show, but his priest told him he has to support it and love it.
When I went to confession, right. He's like, so
forgive me, Father. Almost as his priest. Forgive me, Father. It's been, I've never confessed before.
Are you watching Battlestar?
Why should I?
Tell everybody you love it. Priest Adam, Jesus Cristo, se mucho gocho. Battlestar.
Oh my God, shut up.
Mucho gocho? I don't know. I broke Denise with my knowledge of Spanish earlier this week.
Well, Denise, why don't you fill in? You can be Eli's, like, Vietnamese.
No,
oh, you be
whatever.
Eli and I'll be you. And
I hate you people. I quit. No, I quit.
I don't even want to do this anymore.
Shut up, Joel.
Do you know that you're the most popular person at this table in the entire world? Do you realize that?
No.
That I get emails every day about more Denise, more Denise.
Hi, fans.
Yeah.
She was in the last comic for the second time.
Hey. That's not nice.
I just kind of slipped that one in there.
Yeah, I did.
I heard that.
Wait, what does being so mean?
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
You add nothing.
You're just jealous.
You detract only from the quality of this broadcast with those
so
things.
I do.
I'm changing the password.
Change
in the middle
it.
Of
I don't
this.
Care.
I'll hack it.
No.
I'll fucking hack it. With
me
my sweet
to
machine.
That.
Yep.
To what? To watch
I'm
the video?
Talking, yeah.
It's ustream.tv/hijinksensue. And then you have to click on the thing that's there.
This is like the first time finding porno. Like, no one's focused
like,
here.
Like, oh my
yeah,
God.
No, we're not
they're
even.
Like, whoa.
Have you
seen
this
one?
Every time I start talking, I start reading the thing. So that means
well,
we're going to have to never do this again.
I've never seen a 300-pound chick do that.
We're never doing this again.
Yes, you have.
Oh, hey, look at
you
that.
Sorry,
no,
I have.
You've seen your mother do that.
Internet time.
Internet time. Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Sorry, sorry.
Who's
Denise?
Hey, caller, do you have your radio on? Caller, do you have your radio? Caller, turn down your radio. Caller. Next caller.
Fixed it.
Next caller.
Stop.
Tallahassee. Next caller.
It's
Michigan.
Fixed.
Okay. Internet, let's blow through this shit and get to some questions get to a fucking party. Oh, why are we here? Why are we doing this? Because it's my fucking birthday.
Happy Woo-hoo. Birthday, Jack Hole.
And it's Denise's birthday,
Me too.
Too.
Yay.
Except this isn't her party. I'm not sharing it.
You guys suck.
But number next. They're doing another Firefly comic
Pew.
About Book.
No, there's no
Wait,
Pew.
Why? I don't really care about book, though.
I think they're going to do his I'm an Assassin story.
Don't care.
Oh. Next.
Next. Book was the most boring part of that entire
was
show.
Was it you that I was talking to yesterday about our political justice system and our criminal justice system? As it pertains to
something?
Wealthy African Americans?
Oh, yeah. R. Kelly.
It's legal to forcibly put your penis in an underage girl and then pee on her and tape it for your friends.
I wish I was black.
If you're R. Kelly.
I don't know what the big deal is.
I'm not saying he should have ever been in trouble at all. I'm just saying that now we have precedent so that when you get caught for this.
That'd be fun if that was a prostate exam. I need you to pee on this person. Let's check your flow.
So they bring in an underage girl.
Your stream pressure.
Yeah.
Your hydrant pressure.
They run, they have a little radar gun.
God damn it.
On your stream.
I think they do it with a caliper. See how thick it was.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's an inch. That's good. Splash. That's real good.
Back,
Whatever.
That's too much damn stream.
Oh, get a little in her hair, Robert. Mm. Yes, Grandmama. They're making another fucking Punisher movie.
It looks good, actually.
They're starting over.
No, the trailer looks pretty good.
It doesn't, liar. Stop lying. It's a Punisher movie.
Hey.
That's all lies.
But it's Marvel Studios.
Oh, well. That
the
means
Hulk
it's going to be horrible.
The Hulk was okay. The Hulk was like...
Who all seen that besides 85%
of Iron Man.
Wait.
Who at this table seen Hulk?
Me.
Oh, I have.
Are you here? Now you're not here. Now you're just reading.
I saw my name.
Keys?
I'm famous.
Shiny? Keys? What?
Yeah. Well, no, somebody in the forum said that they postponed their birthday party so that they could be a part of this.
Aw, thanks.
Was that Dram?
Yes.
I don't remember the name.
I appreciate that.
It passed so fast.
I appreciate that. I don't want to talk about a new Punisher movie.
Anyway, so Hulk?
No, it looks
good.
Was
Hulk any good?
What are you talking
Hulk
about?
Hulk was good.
Hulk was good. Punisher will be good.
Punisher's not a good character.
Okay.
Hulk? You cannot.
No, it actually looked pretty good.
Hulk had better action than Iron Man, but overall was not as good as Iron Man.
No, it was not as good as Iron Man.
That's about
Hulk
right,
had about
That's
15
accurate.
To 20 minutes in the middle of it where feelings happened.
They actually
talked. It was fucking stupid.
You can't
feelings
hate
happen?
The Punisher mm-hmm. because of things that were done in the past.
I hate it
because
Dolph Lundgren.
Germans of World War II.
I do.
No, you cannot.
We have German listeners.
Hate Josh.
What?
Josh is German.
No, I'm not.
No.
I don't
know.
I'm
German.
Scottish.
I hate that too.
Well, fuck you.
Haggis.
You can't have any of this haggis. God damn it.
Haggis bread.
I'm going to go out on the moor and kill myself.
I wish you would. Potato famine. Oh, that's Irish. Never mind. Whoa, that was nice. What else are we doing here?
I don't give a damn.
They said, I don't really care about this, but they said that, that Office spinoff they're doing?
Of who?
Well, yeah.
They say Karen's going to be the main one on that.
I thought
Karen
it was
Phillippe.
What's his face?
Who's Karen?
Jim or
no.
Andy.
No,
Andy. Dwight. Andy.
Dwight.
Dwight can't leave the office.
I thought that was the spinoff.
No, dude. Dwight is totally the Frasier of Cheers for the Office.
You think he could leave into his own show without Michael
which
as
one's
a foil?
Dwight?
What? How do you not know which one?
Fired from the podcast.
Get out of the room.
Fired.
No, I can't.
You want to sit down?
Don't leave.
No, I can't.
That mic is live.
No.
That mic is live.
Yeah, walk up to that mic and talk into it if you feel like it. I'm totally okay with
just
that.
If you want to just be like, fuck you.
I'm a little afraid of microphones.
Fuck you, Internet.
Oh.
Oh.
Pussy.
Were you beaten up by a microphone as a child?
I like to point out
the microphone.
Wow.
I like to point out the coaster that I brought for this.
Hold it up.
Wow.
Hold it up.
They can't even
see
it.
You need to.
Allison's angry uncle was a roadie, and he only beat her with equipment from Van Halen tours.
That's nice.
Story. I can't believe you're telling
He put her in the road case, deprived her of oxygen.
God,
they got it, Eli. Come back down.
Oh.
It was traumatic.
Eli's mesmerized by technology. He's like, there's video.
It's so shiny.
This is the first time he's ever seen technology, though.
I can hear myself. What?
Okay, what else?
We pulled him out of the bean fields this morning.
Oh, my God.
Is that how that works?
Do they have bean fields?
I don't know.
I thought that burritos grew like corn.
Oh, God, why?
Like ears.
Yeah, don't burritos grow like stalks of corn?
Eli, that is a terrible cock.
That's awful.
Can you tape that?
No, it's not.
I can't
it's
wait.
More like a spaceship.
I cannot wait to go back and listen to this.
I know I was going to say
it's not
going to
make any sense
nothing.
At all.
It's going to make no sense at all. They're redoing RoboCop.
real quickly here. Cool.
Wait, okay, now seriously, now I'm into this. Why?
Who's in it?
Why would they do that?
Nothing yet. They made a poster. They're shopping it for
retarded.
A pilot.
Oh.
No, like a TV show?
Yeah. I think so. Wait, maybe it's a... it was at the New York licensing show. I think it's supposed to be a TV show. I hope it's not a movie. Ken and Ryu will not be in Street Fighter, the movie. It's
what?
All about that chick from Smallville.
Oh, it's Chun-Li with a, yeah.
Great.
Kirsten Crook or whatever.
Sure. Whatever. Did you hear the...
She's half Chinese, so it kind of works.
Did you hear the Bill O'Reilly Breakdown That's remix?
Was that where they had the guy fill in for the news for the
No. Let me play this.
Guy?
This might not actually play.
It probably won't.
You won't. I'm the only one with...
No, I hooked it back up like it was.
Oh, okay.
How many podcasts have we done already and we're still like...
retarded.
Will you stop the taunting the video camera?
Yeah, just pretend like it's not there, dude.
You're acting like one of your cats.
Jesus.
The double deuce.
Oh, my God.
You're horrible.
Horribly good.
Shut up.
I can't find it. This is making me sad now. Maybe this is it.
Can I log into this?
This might be it. I don't even know if that's registering or not.
That's what a Polaroid sounds like.
No, Josh.
That's not it. That's not even it.
Fucking
I quit. Let's see. I'm going to go look it up now. Somebody tell a story. Didn't you want to tell a story, Eli, from earlier about Radio Shack?
Radio Shack is a bunch of racist.
Well, the end.
I went to...
He was a minority.
I went
Eli walks in and goes, "Hi, I'd like to buy some..." Get out, Peter! And it was a Mexican guy doing it.
Oh, it's you try to buy batteries, and they ask you for your zip code, and he gave them a Mexican zip code.
No, they said, "What's your zip code?" And he goes, 3. I'm sorry, Trace.
Zip code, Mexico. No.
Right. 111 Mexico.
This is the second
lane.
Time this has happened within a month. I go into Radio Shack, and I was trying to find cables and an adapter.
Hey, you keep talking. I'm going to read the chat. Right?
I was trying to find this lightsaber thing.
Is that a laser pointer?
Yeah, it is. But,
wait, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's
Let him finish his story.
It is a male,
now you're distracted
it is
by
a
shiny
male
objects.
Female adapter.
Oh, he wouldn't understand that.
Right.
But let it soak in.
Think
the peanut gallery
it.
Laughed on that one. But no, so I go in there and I'm asking the guy, like, okay, what I need is XLR to mini.
And
is
what were you wearing? Were you wearing like a poncho and a sombrero?
Yeah.
Okay. Carrying a mule,
donkey,
a burro,
his burro.
Yeah. Riding a burro into Radio Shack. Can I park my burro in here?
Is it cool?
No,
you just tie it up to
is it cool?
To the iPod stand,
the cell phone.
So anyway, I go in there and ask the guy, like, does that even exist? Is there an XLR to mini? Does that even exist?
And he the said, guy, you're going to need to define all of the words in that sentence for
the
me.
Guy, the guy just kind of like turns his head. He's like, huh? He's like an Indian guy, and he's like, huh?
You're the racist.
Okay.
I'm going to eat a sandwich.
It's actually okay to say Indian.
So so the hunter-gatherer.
They don't like that.
Right. So the hunter-gatherer.
Native American?
Is
no.
Like, he's like,
No.
And I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep looking at what I'm looking at.
Indian,
yeah.
Not like, Indian. Oh. I see.
Oh, that had a little bit extra. So anyway, I'm asking the guy, like, does that exist? And he's like, I don't know. I was like, whatever's right there.
I don't know.
Yeah. And
the winds of cables have not blown this way in many moons.
So I tell him what I need, and then this other guy who's much more up with the times, he's like, oh, this is what you need right here. He's like, this will work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, cool, I'll take it. So I get that, and then the other guy's still standing there, arms crossed, and he's like, are you in a band?
You want to jam out?
And I was like, no.
Do you know the
Macarena? No, I was like, it's all this is for a...
he meant mariachi band.
Right.
Do you play weddings?
No. So, yeah. It's quinceañeras.
We only weddings. Do quinceañeras.
Yeah. So...
And bar mitzvahs.
He's asking me that, and then I'm like, no, it's for a home setup. I'm trying to do stuff with computers. That's why I need the mini.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, cool. So, like, are you from Mexico?
No, he did not.
Yeah,
he
did.
Yeah, he did. He
and
was
what,
like, are you
race,
from Mexico? And
what race was this man?
He was hunter-gatherer.
They were both Native Americans?
Yeah.
No, they're Indian Indians from India.
Like, dot, not
for God's
feather.
Dot, right. Not feather. Dutch. Just said.
Yeah. Right.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
That's the name of our racist band. Dot yeah. Josh and Dot Not Feather. Wow.
So, yeah.
For the purposes of this story, the guy was a tribal Native American.
Fully clothed with the feathers.
Yeah, full ceremonial headdress.
And he had the
did he, like, scalp a customer in front of you? What?
Yeah. It was like...
His tomahawk. Was his name... Was his name tag Tommy Hawk? Was that...
Right.
Whoa. Ouch.
I hate you.
So he was like...
So much.
And then he was like...
We'll call you...
Go to Chucktown.
Tell shitty pun.
Go to Chucktown casinos.
Yeah, anyway.
But yeah, anyway, so he calls me out. He's like, so are you from Mexico? And I'm like, dude.
Are you from Native America?
Dude, wait. To be fair, aren't you from like Brownsville? That is Mexico.
That doesn't count.
Are you
that totally counts.
Are you from Oklahoma or Utah or some shit?
Yeah.
Reddish skinned
anyway,
asshole?
Yeah. That's the second time that's happened. I've been called out. They were just like, are you from Mexico?
Should maybe you be they have here? A special offer for you.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like, special, I got a special Mexican
offer.
Credit card.
That special offer is to hold me there long enough until somebody can come
IMS
pick me up.
There.
Yeah. They're like, no, no.
Radio Shack's in league with
Homeland
Security.
Wait. If you're from Mexico, where did you get the shirt?
What?
Never mind.
What?
What?
Are you the new Eli?
Hey, somebody on the forums laughed.
Hey, somebody on the forum, write me a line that Eli would say, and I'll just blurt it out the next time he's talking.
Okay, to be fair, Mexicans don't ever wear shirts. That was the bit.
Oh.
Right.
That's not funny.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll call you Bo Shitty Primus for joke.
I don't give a damn.
Joke not laughing.
No, not things he would actually say, like things that... Never mind.
Yeah, you're missing my fabulous work if you don't put on the headphones.
Eli's line, according to Cool Jammer, is soundboard press. Click. That's it. I'll just bring up a copy and play it constantly while you're talking.
Blackbeard's delight.
Is that the end of your thing? Of your story? Of your crappy story?
That was
about Indians?
Well, you were fucking needing some filler.
Oh, that's
why
we
find the
did
right
that.
Shit.
I still
and you
can.
Still haven't found it.
Here it is. Can you hear this?
Oh, yeah, I've heard this.
I love this guy.
He's coming to town, or did he come through already?
To do this song live?
You know, why? Seriously, why song. Could he not have dropped dead instead of Tim Russert?
It's true.
Oh,
I don't know Tim Russert. I recognize his face, but I don't.
Tim Russert wasn't a douchebag. That was
oh, he was like in the media, but he wasn't a douche?
He was like the one.
I don't watch news.
Yeah.
You know where I get my news?
Seriously, I thought
the internet.
He had a fucking, like, bust a vessel in his forehead.
Actually,
the pulls every day.
The internet is how I knew he died, but I didn't know who he was.
I mean, you'll see clips of him on Colbert and Stewart every once in a while.
No, I recognize his face. I just don't watch Meet the Press. I mean, fuck it. Just fucking shit.
Oh, wait, we're going to talk about that now?
About what?
Tim Russert dying.
What's to talk about? He's dead.
It's a bummer.
I'm more concerned about R. Kelly out there peeing on people.
Nice guy dies, villain 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Did you like Tim Russert? Is he a good guy? No one knows? See, we're not.
He was a fine, upstanding white man.
We're not,
Yeah, there you go.
May he rest in peace.
It was white? Now I'm concerned.
Yeah. Now it matters.
Now I'm concerned. I thought he was some sort of beige. No,
you know,
concern.
We honestly need to put the guest mic
he was fat.
Right over there so that to force the people to be on camera.
Put it there, Josh.
I'm sitting down.
Then,
and Denise
then
is closer.
Then I have
no.
to be close to Joel.
No, that doesn't count.
Yeah, that's why some
pull
of the
it
other
it's not like you're taking a dump.
Hey,
I'm going to go pull out my other condenser mic and replace this Audio Technica crap.
No.
Yeah, you should do that.
Hey,
actually, yeah,
do
you
that live on the air so we can hear the little
clicks.
Don't break
I was just,
shit.
Now
what
you don't have
doing?
To.
Yeah, the simulated pops and squeals are worse than the real ones would be.
Right. Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, video game people, LucasArts is halting internal development.
Wait, was that confirmed?
I guess. Following word of routine terminations at LucasArts, a reliable source has informed Shack News that the company plans to cease internal development.
Okay, that was...
And for all the fans that are listening, we are hiring.
No one
where?
No.
That is at GearboxSoftware.com.
GearboxSoftware.com.
/jobs.
I guess no one cares about that. Okay.
Anyway.
No,
that was never confirmed, and people that were actually working at LucasArts that I know are like, we still have jobs.
Dude, this
apparently,
is for
so I don't know.
What?
Apparently I have a friend who works at, I don't know if he works at LucasArts or ILM, but he was asking
same
during
difference.
The TF, he was playing asking during the TF2 shit.
Oh. This is for Eli. AC/DC, your favorite band, your only band.
Why is that my favorite band?
It's your only band. It's the only band you like. Is only going to distribute their music through Walmart from here on out.
Wait, yeah?
Who is?
And? AC/DC.
What?
They're going Walmart only. They just struck a deal. Walmart only.
That is the fucking definition of selling out.
So like,
yeah,
that's
and?
Like,
and
update the fucking encyclopedia entry.
So they need to buy a house.
I doubt they need another house. AC/DC is going to be associated with like the quality of stuff you get at Walmart. Now it's like, God, I know I want the name brand rock and roll, but AC/DC is only $6. So
yeah,
I want to go.
Roll Back in Black. Oh my God, thanks, Cool Jammer. That's wonderful.
Roll Back in Black.
Roll Back in Black. Wait.
Just little smiley face. Well, just he's the new front of the band.
Smiley face wearing a schoolboy suit.
Yeah. Oh my God.
With an SG.
You need to. That's your next comic.
No.
Yes.
God, I hate Eli. Why can't Eli die instead of Tim Russert?
Yeah.
That's really unfair.
Oh, Leo DiCaprio is gonna play Nolan Bushnell, the guy that invented Atari.
Atari?
Oh,
yeah.
Why?
I heard about that.
Why not?
Super heartthrob, it boy hunk plays extreme.
He's have you seen Nolan?
Machine
Nolan
douchebag?
Is pretty good looking.
He said
what?
I'm making that up.
Oh, I was gonna say what?
Wait, what?
Say what? No. Yeah,
I would
like
to agree with Jeff. I can't say that last name. Bear, Buyer, Booer.
Mm-hmm.
That yeah, Leo's no longer a
yeah,
douche.
I mean, he
why?
Look anything like Leo?
Because he keeps making good movies.
Would you like Blood Diamond?
I didn't see
Blood Diamond
he's
was
a good actor.
I didn't see it.
The Departed. Have you seen that? Because it's fucking awesome.
The Departed is
he
the
in
shit.
It?
Oh God, here it comes.
Oh. No, don't.
Just take off the headphones. Take off the headphones.
Ignore me. Ignore me.
Okay. Ignore me. Hey, by the way,
speaking of venture,
I want to teach you a skill. It's when you yell, it's to go backwards instead of like this.
So like this.
Anyway.
Or like this.
Hang on. I'm still talking about Leo. Am I? They should
no,
do,
we're done. Go.
They should do the Nolan Bushnell film. It should just be the exact same script from that Howard Hughes movie, just with the names replaced. By the end of it, he should be like eating his fingernails and jarring his stool.
So it's The Aviator 2?
Yeah,
now
no.
Now with Atari?
Bottles of urine, and he's fretting about Pong. I don't know. What are you going to say about Venture Brothers?
Oh, God, the new season is going, and it's been fucking awesome. And there's a new episode
tomorrow. You joined the t-shirt club, right?
I did.
What is that?
For only $250.
That's a lot of money.
Christ, I know, it was dumb.
That's a lot of fucking money. Can I pull that off somehow?
They have, well, no, it's too late.
For sure. No, I mean, for my site, can I, like, send me
wait,
a bunch of fucking money?
Wait, what did you pay $200
okay,
for?
Oh, so Denise has no idea what's going on.
No.
So, for every single episode this season... They're making mm-hmm. a t-shirt for every episode.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
And if you subscribe ahead
of time...
So
there's your wardrobe.
Exactly.
For
if you
2 years.
Subscribe ahead of time, you get a t-shirt for every single episode.
Wow.
Like a different t-shirt.
For a fuck
hopefully.
Ton of money.
Right. Now, if you do Oof. Not subscribe, you can buy them individually, but there's a catch.
Mm-hmm.
Because each t-shirt is only available for 1 week. The week that the episode that it's about is airing...
Wow.
As soon as the next episode airs, the old t-shirt is gone. You can never get it again.
Wow.
So you have no idea what's going to be next. You can only see the one that's available now. So you don't know, like, should I buy this one or should I wait? Well, the next one's crappy. I should have had the last one, but now you can't get it. I went through the whole logic in my head and was like, fuck it. I'll just give them all of them because I get two extra t-shirts for subscribing.
Great.
Have
you gotten one yet?
I want chips.
They're shipping out the first two this week. So hopefully by next week I'll have the first two shirts. Then this last week's episode was the black shirt with the Killinger Industries logo from Dr. Henry Killinger.
My name is Dr. Henry Killinger.
My magic murder
bag.
Magic
murder bag.
I want a murder bag. Magical murder bag.
Hey, speaking of t-shirts, I never did talk about the return.
The return?
The returned shirt.
You had a return shirt?
Don't,
Eli.
Don't. Uh-oh. I don't
wait, is that the one that you gave Denise for
that
her
box,
birthday?
No, that box on top. Hand me the yellow note out of it. Okay. And hand me the Godspeed shirt that goes with it.
Oh, wow.
No, yeah,
oh, wow.
Give me the shirt.
Wait. Should I read that?
No.
Or are you just
no,
God
I'm just
going to
do the story. Okay. So, for anyone on the video, here is a Godspeed You Fancy Bastard shirt.
They're awesome. Buy one.
Yeah. Available on the store. Hijinksensu.com/store.
That's me.
So I send this
totally
out.
Gay.
I send this out to
do you have
a reader.
Note?
I send it out to a reader. Okay. And a couple days later, we get it back in the mail. return to sender. And I'm like, oh, God, did I get the address wrong? Like, that's going to suck. I feel so bad for that guy. He really wants his shirt. And oh, fuck me. And I open it up. And there's a note. You can see the note there. The note says, please credit the account. This is awful. It says, please credit the account. This is awful. Immediately, before reading the rest of it, I'm like, oh, God, the quality? The design?
Well, right.
What did I do? Like, I'm really pissed. Like, if I fuck up orders, I'm sending out emails like, holy shit, I fucked up your order. I'm sorry. Like, I will get you. I will take care of this. Well, I'm really concerned about this shit.
Finish the note.
The rest of the note says, from a name, parent of your customer.
Yes! Yes, you offended your first parent!
So
I'm so happy for you!
I've made it!
I've made it! Wait. I've arrived.
Give me that.
This is cause for celebration.
I'm in. I think we should have a party.
Absolutely.
Wait.
Coincidence?
I think not.
Cheers, everyone. Clank, clank, clank. Yeah. And the peanut gallery.
Yeah. So, I offended someone's parent with my offensive comic and t-shirt. This is the best part.
It was me. Here's
on this particular shirt, if you haven't seen it, it's Josh wearing leotards, doing jazz hands, riding a rocket, while me and Eli salute him. What's wrong with that? It says bastard. I mean,
it does say Godspeed. Okay.
It does say bastard.
To be fair.
Give me that. I'm framing that.
It's probably the Godspeed.
It says
along
you.
The same line, though. I was at the
It
Apple.
Said God is dead, bastard, bastard, bastard. That's the next shirt. The next shirt says God is dead and no one cares. Bastard, fuck, bastard, bastard.
Fuck.
Fuck. Whatever. Okay.
I did get stopped by two Christians while wearing
I told
that
story
shirt.
When you weren't here.
Oh, never mind.
I told the whole story.
That's what you get.
You don't listen to the podcast?
Are you kidding? Why the fuck would I waste my time on that shit? I listen for the first 10 minutes where I know you're going to make fun of me for being gone, and then I don't care about
anything
else.
Wow, you missed it, because I totally made fun of you. I told that whole story, too.
Yeah, it's, so I just wait till I hear the word balls deep the first time, and then that's it.
Hang on. Hang on, though. This person knows who they are, if they're listening.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a name I recognize, because I'm sure they use an alias if they're on the site. But if you're listening, I will be crediting this back. I haven't done it yet. I haven't had time. I'm going to credit you back. But if you want this shirt, get a hold of me.
We'll figure it out.
I will get this shirt to you. Just
you're gonna make people angry.
That's the point.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is me.
Someone is using your shirt.
Someone is me. No.
As an act of a rebellion.
I couldn't have anything.
Oh my God! All right.
I couldn't listen to rock music. I couldn't dress. I wanted to.
Oh God.
Everything was a fucking struggle, and I didn't even do drugs or anything.
We just opened
I know
door
this
over
kid.
Here.
I am this kid, and if you want your shirt...
I didn't
do
drugs until high school.
If this kid, if you want your shirt back, email me. I will send this anywhere in America that is safe for you to get it. And you will have this shirt.
There'll be like a drop-off and a pickup.
If I don't hear from you in like a week, I'm selling somebody else.
Like a suitcase, a locked suitcase.
So anyway, Eli's drawn pictures. He hasn't said anything in a year. Oh, he's drawing a blunt, a doob.
Seriously.
Jesus Christ.
That's wonderful.
Have Eli sneak it to the kid like he snuck his parents across the border. Say it loud, unmarked bag. That's good. So anyway, that I really feel like was a triumph for me personally. I'm just very happy. Here, put this stuff back, please. Thank you. What else is going on? That's all the internet. We can get to the mail sack now if we want to.
Pew pew.
Eli, are you ready for the mail sack?
He's too distracted with the camera. Oh,
there we go.
Hey, you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to pull up... I'm going to pull up... Somebody put like a fuck ton of questions in the last podcast, actually, in the comments. I'm going to run through those real quick.
You are an ass.
Is that number two, Denise? Yes. Do you have a problem?
It's just beer.
What?
Whoa, hey, do we have an intervention?
It's just
I think
beer.
You know, we're
Look, this
already
is a safe
all
place.
Here.
This is a safe place.
Yeah.
This is as good a time as any.
We're not here to judge you.
This is as good a time as any.
Hey.
We care about you, Denise.
I don't.
We do.
But they
Joel
do.
Doesn't. But we do.
Joel doesn't.
I just don't want you to drink all of Eli's beer. That's
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, that shit's
We
mine.
Talked about this. Eli asked me earlier if I would take charge.
You know how many yards I had to cut in order to get this beer? I was lucky to get a 12-pack.
How many heads is the beer?
There's some blackberry soda in the fridge.
Yeah, maybe take
hey, can
it
I
down.
Have one of those? Is there really?
Yeah, you want one?
Can I have one? That'd be all awesome. Right.
That's pretty intense.
All right, so John Dark, who is a frequent reader and commenter of the site.
Woo!
Is John Dark is talking on the thing? If you are, say hello.
Wait, is Cool Jammer? Is that John Dark?
I don't know. Everyone's got different
that's
names.
Him. That's
oh, that's
him.
Okay.
What's up?
All right. So John Dark's been live blogging the podcasts recently, and I want to go back to some of the questions that he brought up here. Let's see. So if you've listened to the last podcast, these are all in relation to that. I'm going to skip through these a little bit. Was Eli really an Adele ad? Absolutely.
Yes, he was.
I have those ads somewhere.
You were in one too, weren't you?
No.
Jen was.
Jen was.
Jen what? Was,
oh,
right.
You want this?
I turned it down.
Don't throw... Will you stop throwing
you know
stuff?
What? You need to
God
calm down.
Damn it.
Hey, you know what? Why don't you have another beer?
Hey, get,
calm
get,
the fuck down.
Get nice and numb.
She's getting aggressive.
Yeah, you're really starting to...
Just, hey,
the bear's coming out.
God. Yeah, why don't you take the edge off?
I'm scared.
The claws, the teeth are starting to show.
Yeah, here's
oh, whatever.
Oh.
Drugs
we
to give her?
They can see us.
We'll give her raisins.
Give her a Valium. Give her a Parent tablet.
I was an Adele ad.
I need my Parent tablets. Thank you. That looks so...
What does it say?
What just happened?
Right now it says jizz.
Oh, no. I don't want any of that.
I don't think that's going to read on the mic.
I'm not
I don't.
That.
No, you should.
It's an Izzy soda with a J next to it. It says Jizzy. Like Jizzy's. Young Jizzy. That's my name for the rest of this.
Why Jizzy?
Yes, I was an Adele ad. I've also been in an HP ad.
That's
weren't
true.
You, weren't you holding
you
like
fucking
a,
whore.
Weren't you holding
fuck yeah, I am.
But you didn't get anything for that, right? It was an obligation?
For your job? No, it was a work thing.
You got discounts.
Paid, personally.
I may have received a discount on a home computer.
That you would have gotten through work anyway, though, right?
Mm, no.
Oh,
no.
Really?
Yeah. No.
So you
we don't
totally
get
compensated?
That. No, I get, like, free games. That's about it.
And you weren't in one, Allison?
No, they asked me to be in one, and I...
What?
I didn't want
to
be
you just
be
need
one.
To get
they
a
got,
couple of beers in you.
They
see
got
how much closer you are to the microphone now?
I know. It's just one beer at a time.
Yeah, like two more beers. And
slowly,
she's be like,
slowly getting closer.
Can I? Back to the questions.
Nom.
I don't watch BSG, but is Starbucks supposed to be considered hot? I think so, right? I don't know.
Oh, I love Starbucks.
Why Denise wants the jumper bones right now.
I don't know. You've got
she
eyes.
Looks like a man.
Oh,
hey.
She has manly features, but
you
I think her
know,
aggressiveness
I
is supposed to be hot.
I was kind of picking up on that, though. Like, and that's, maybe that's why I like her.
Like you thought she had a... You wanted to see her in a beard.
In
a beer
in
gut.
A beard.
In a beard and a beer gut.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
do you have...
I want to see Chief in a beard and a beer gut. That's different.
He's done that.
I know.
So wait. Wow. So the whole crew on New Caprica was just like porn for you. Grizzled?
More or less.
Sweaty, gross porn.
Grizzle bees.
From I know what
you're wow,
onion burst, Sea Lab,
cowabunga.
All I know about
with
Sea Lab,
honey maple ranch sauce.
All I know is that Josh called me Fig Nuts for 2 years.
Yeah, that was good.
I have a shirt that says Fig Nuts
I've
on it.
I've never seen Sea Lab.
Okay, points to John Dark.
For what?
Because he told us to go see Tin Fins. He knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Right,
Tin Fins.
But the audio people have to know what you're talking about.
Right. Yeah, whatever.
You know what? Why don't you donate?
Next question.
Oh my god! Fuck. Oh, that's a lot of beer everywhere. Shit.
Whoa!
And but it's on the floor, and I'm wearing sandals, so I'm picking my feet up.
All electrical.
We just had an accident.
Yeah. Aww, all electrical devices need to be like moved. All
right, Denise, get up.
Careful! Watch out for this.
I know.
It'll cause more trouble.
No, it's fine. It didn't hit anything electrical per se.
There is now beer on my foot.
No, it's cool. Beer doesn't conduct electricity.
Oh,
it's okay. Cool.
Oh, it does. Okay, just,
oh, it's, not a, it's not a potato, guys.
Phew.
It's not a potato or
right.
A pickle. Or a
yes,
lemon.
You can't use beer as a
potato. That's why beer
grab
rules.
Grab some more towels.
This is why in Mexico there. We drink beer. It's the water.
Yeah,
that's
now,
not why you drink beer.
There's like a whole pile.
It's cleaner.
Right
than the water, maybe.
Actually,
no, actually it
no,
is.
No, in Mexico, that's true.
It's absolutely true.
Like, when you go there, they tell you that. Like, drink the alcohol, not the water.
Right, that's what they told me when I went to China that one time.
In China, they said, wrap steel around your kidneys when you sleep. Wear Kevlar kidney vests.
kidney fest.
Yes. Last time we were talking about the, which webcomics are bigger, and he says, I think PvP is bigger than the ones we were talking about since it's syndicated newspapers. It's not, actually.
It's not. Yeah,
it's okay. It's republished in Image Comics. Visitorship, though, it's smaller than it. XKCD is one of the biggest. Penny Arcade is certainly the largest. Questionable Content's pretty high up there, too.
That's all head now. Denise loves head.
Oh, and he also...
Oh, my God.
Hey...
This is a family show. What?
The fuck it is.
He corrected my quote from the Venture Brothers last time. These two homeboys figurines house the souls of the two foul-mouthed rednecks. So that was from Orpheus last time.
Are you just playing an entire Cake album? Is that what's happening?
I actually made a playlist.
Of a Cake album?
Right.
Yes.
I think that's all the questions.
That's it?
Oh, there's 100. They're all comments. They're not necessarily questions.
Okay, this bottle's empty, so you'll be okay with it. Throw it away.
No, just drink from that empty bottle so we don't have any more accidents.
Man, that's,
Don't put any bottles anywhere near her.
Hey.
I love Scotch.
I can't wait for my office to smell like beer forever.
Ah, so great.
Really happy about that. No, I'm real happy about that. We did good. Good job, guys.
It was an accident.
Good job, party. Okay, now to the real mail sack. Are you ready, Eli?
Oh, that wasn't the real mail sack?
No, that you weren't playing any sound effects for that anyway.
Yeah, I was.
You only play them when they're not appropriate. Number one question comes from Zach. Topic, Weird Al Yankovic. A loved member of the geek community. Everyone has at least one Weird Al song they like. What's yours?
I actually never listened to him.
Shut up! Wait, you're pouring beer on my floor and you don't like Weird Al?
It was an accident! God!
Oh!
Sorry.
Here comes the shrieking. Jesus.
Yeah. Nobody puts Denise in the corner.
Okay, wait. So one Weird Al song? Just one? Okay, shit.
Weird Al was the first music I ever listened to.
Actually, I think we were on the same wave there.
Yeah.
Dare to be Stupid, one of my all-time favorites.
I just sang Dare to be... Oh, Justin, get on the mic. Shit. I just sang Dare to be Stupid with Justin's little brother at a karaoke party.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wonderful.
I didn't expect it to happen. It
was soon after my brother and I did My Bologna.
Oh, excellent. I missed that.
Excellent. And he did the burp and everything. It was perfect.
The best part about that is knowing when to switch voices in Dare to be Stupid.
Dare to be Stupid.
Because for a while you got to talk like this, and then later you have to talk like this. And like,
yeah.
It's pretty good.
Stick your head in the microwave and give yourself a tan.
Yeah, so that's a lot of fun. Weird Al, I got straight A's in third grade or something, and I got to get 6 Weird Al tapes. And that was the only music I had for like 3 years.
Did we have the same childhood? What the fuck?
I listened to nothing but Weird Al until I was 14.
That sounds about right.
I was close.
It was very close to the real music. But
Weird Al and George Gershwin.
But I am.
Weird. For me, it was Weird Al and Run DMC. Oddly enough.
And I had a little Jimmy Buffett forced in. Yeah.
Did I unplug something?
No.
No, you poured beer on it, Denise.
I did it.
Jerk.
It was an accident.
You're lucky you didn't kill us all.
Is what you're trying to do.
Beer fire.
Yes, with a beer fire.
The beer is on fire like an oil slick. It's just trailing up to Denise's leg. It's like,
I would have poured my beer
but
on.
You know
it,
what?
It
she's
out.
So drunk and she's so gone that she won't know until it's on her face.
I had
fires.
A beer and a half. Not even a half.
You don't even know how much beer you've had. You're so drunk.
I hate you.
You're like, I've had 3. Where am I? Oh, there's beer everywhere. Oh, can you just drink it out of the carpet?
What?
To clean it?
Is that like a lesbian thing or what?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
It is, yes.
Thanks for that.
That was a quick jump in there.
Confirmed.
That's like the last time Jen was on the podcast and Mikey was talking about scissoring, and Jen's like, no, that's not how you do it. You do it like this.
Oh, we should have had Jen here.
Might be here tonight, but she ain't here now. She has a baby or something. I think she's having a baby right now.
Okay, that's so... That is so far away from being funny. You have no idea.
Yeah, so Weird Al's...
It's a sound Patrick could be making.
How many times have I seen him
he's
live?
He's coming to Dallas this summer.
Yeah, I know. Oh, anyway.
He's Nokia.
Weird Al's one of the best live shows I've ever seen, bar none. Rock and roll, theater, anything. Literally, if you haven't seen Weird Al live, if you've seen any of his videos, he reenacts most of the videos with full costume changes.
You can still smell his pits on that sash that I have.
That's right.
Oh. What the shit?
Justin got one of the sashes during what, You Don't Love Me Anymore?
Well, Cynthia got it, but she gave it to me.
Wasn't it during You Don't Love Me Anymore?
It was either You Don't Love Me Anymore or... Yeah, I guess at that point it was You Don't Love Me Anymore.
Yeah, so he comes out in the audience in like a smoking jacket and he's...
No, it was One More Minute.
Right, One More Minute, yeah.
Then spend one more minute with you.
So he sits in people's laps and...
I forgot the words of that. It's such a good song, though.
So
jumping into a pool full of razor blades.
He puts on the full
fat
suit for fat. He does a dress like a doctor for like a surgeon. The band is phenomenal. It's ridiculous how good they were live. And they ended
the
show.
They have to play everything, though. They have to be good.
It was intense.
He does those medleys, you know, of stuff that he never released.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw it last time, but I went and saw it with my dad this last time, and he did a quick parody of I'm in Love with a Stripper called I'm in Love with a Skipper. And they showed videos behind him of all the most suggestive clips from Gilligan's Island. And there's one where Gilligan is like opening up a coconut and it's shooting all into the skipper's face.
Have you seen that Tenacious D video?
Oh, God. Oh, I know what you're talking about, and it's awful.
When we saw Tenacious
where
D live.
He picks him up on the street. And
yeah,
then
we saw Tenacious D live.
BJ's,
and
JB's BJ.
Yeah,
This was before they released the DVD, and they bring out a screen halfway through the show. And
oh,
played,
for Butt Baby?
Yeah, Butt Baby, and they played all a bunch
of
shorts.
Of it.
But one of them was JB's BJ, where JB's on the street, like, doing, like, cock and balls motion as cars go by. And he's wearing sunglasses, and Kyle pulls over, and, like, he's, like, wearing sunglasses so they don't know who they are, you know? And anyway, so he starts giving. Kyle's like, "So how's the blowjob tonight? It's great. It's great.
Like
it's
he's the maitre d'.
It's blowjob's fantastic. It's $20. You will not regret it. It's great." So he starts giving him the blowjob, and his head is literally bobbing up and down like 4 feet in the air the whole time. And then at the end, you can tell that Kyle just has a thing of like lotion, and just squeezes it as hard as he can, and like jism just. Like completely covers JB's face.
That's a lot of cum.
And he goes, "Wow, that's a lot of cum."
God,
and
I love it.
Then they
when that
realize
happens.
Who it was. And so that's when
Kyle?
Yeah.
You don't have any money.
Right, that was the problem. He knew Kyle didn't have $20. Oh my God. Me and Justin and my wife ate sausage with them.
Yeah. Whoa.
What? Why we go back?
We did.
Whoa. We Is that like a swingers thing? What are you talking about?
We sort of snuck backstage at that concert.
You have a picture that says
so
it
was
the
a swingers thing.
Was that the Weezer concert?
What? Who got us the real tickets, though?
Daniel. It was you and Daniel got back there legitimately.
Yeah. No, okay, yeah. So my friend Daniel...
We were bad.
...gets backstage passes to Tenacious D. And then backstage at the time it was a,
backstage.
It's a fucking bowling alley.
Betty?
It was the Bronco Bowl before it was closed. Backstage was literally just like a hall with an open door. And so we walked back there, and I called my wife, and I'm like, "Ugh." I was like, "I think you can just walk back here. I don't think anybody's paying attention." And so we had a kielbasa with Tenacious D.
Right. Clearly, that's innuendo then. You can't.
It was
awesome.
Oh,
do you know they're coming out with a second DVD?
Okay.
It's the complete Masterworks 2,
mm-hmm.
which they were like, I guess we shouldn't have named the first one
the complete Masterworks. Right.
Okay, but what is it
anyway, sorry.
Of?
JB drew
I
had
no idea.
Is it another concert? Or?
All I know, yeah, it's a live concert and some other
JB show. Drew a dick on a picture squirting cum all over Kyle, I guess. I've got it somewhere.
I found that picture of you and I with Bob Odenkirk.
I totally forgot about that.
I know.
What
you
was
look,
that movie?
You look like you're 4, and I look like I'm 12.
Holy shit, I forgot that. What was that
there.
Movie?
Alex we went looks to go, real Mexican in that.
That's whenever I went home after
Alex
that.
Alex looks real Mexican, dude.
Yeah, that's...
Alex is a brown spot with hair around it. He's like one of those... That little cartoon guy from
it's
the...
True!
The little cartoon guy from like the 60s that...
Hopefully my friend John is listening to this.
He's like a little caveman. He looks like Captain Caveman, but browner.
Captain Mexican
caveman!
Brown caveman.
He's awesome.
Yeah, there's a picture of all of us with Bob Odenkirk.
Was that Dr. Morpheus
no,
saving
was,
Captain Caveman?
No, it was Captain Caveman's announcer saving Captain Caveman. I don't know, dude. Come on. Next question. Why are so many webcomic authors named Scott? Mine's not.
Next question.
Next question. You've mentioned that Clone High has a lot of influences on the way you draw the strip. Is there anyone that stands out as an influence in the way you write? I don't write these things.
It doesn't.
Explain happen. The last one.
You should ask my wife. Okay, the last one. No, the last one's a prime example. ask my wife though. I'll be sitting on the couch, working,
beating off.
Two hours.
Laying on the couch,
dead silent, doing nothing,
sleeping.
And I'm writing. And she's like, and then like 2 hours later, I'll go, I got it. And she's like, do you write it? I'm like, yeah. I just sit there and think of what would be funny. I don't know.
Right.
The whole first couple of months was just I would just pile through IMs with Josh. And go, that's funny.
I'm the reason that the comic used to be funny, and the reason it's no longer funny is because he doesn't talk to me anymore. It was all me.
I love time for IM.
I can't be funny live, but I can be funny over IM.
Okay, so let me try and answer this question. Let's see. If I didn't have to say how I write, what has influenced me comedically from a joke writing standpoint? Mystery Science Theater is probably one of the best, I guess.
Yeah, I get that. I got it.
What?
Oh, I'm looking at the chat room.
Hey, your mic's
I'm looking
up here.
At the chat room. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, have another beer, Denise. Jesus.
Heaven forbid you pay attention to
my
the fucking podcast.
It's flat.
We are 1 hour in this train wreck. You're so. And you're
really
so.
Colbert doesn't read the signs out loud. It's funnier if you don't read them.
Oh. I didn't know what he said. Hey, that's true. That's like the word. Mm. Writing wise, Mystery Science Theater was a big help because. All they do is look at things and then say why it would be funny if it was different. And that's all I do. I don't know. So, yeah, next question. Jin Ryu says, now that Firefly Better Days is over, what are your thoughts on it? I haven't read it.
Read all of them.
I didn't read it. But guess what? John Dark spoiled it for everybody in the next thing, so now I don't have to read it. I'm not going to spoil it on the air. I haven't read it yet.
I read the first one.
Been too busy and I feel bad.
I have the second one, but I haven't read it yet.
I just coughed up some.
This
Popeyes.
Is the first.
Oh my god!
Did you just cough up some of Denise's carpet beer?
No, it was the Popeyes I had for breakfast.
Oh, okay. It was the gravy.
It was the gravy.
The gravy doesn't. The molecules in the gravy don't break apart like regular molecules.
Yes. Right, they don't digest.
That doesn't break. I shit out gravy.
It's 100%
Olestra. Like
you shit the gravy right back out.
Right, you can pick the bacon out of it.
Country Doe says this is a hot tranny mess. Trash, it's tranny, it's a hot tranny trash mess.
Okay,
trash.
First of all,
you're trash, you're a mess.
I watched every second of that show
Look
and
trash.
You didn't watch any of it.
You're a tranny.
What show?
That was the last season of Project Runway, which was awesome.
I saw part of it.
I watched all of it.
Yeah, Josh walks a thin line between respectable tastes and completely horrible taste.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Project Runway.
And Desperate Housewives.
And America's Next Top Model.
It's like
actually
you're gay.
Actually, the worst part is whenever I downloaded Australia's Next Top Model and watched the whole season of that.
Oh.
I couldn't find the latest season of it, though.
Blimey!
Which makes me sad.
I have a friend on Zimbabwe's Next Top Model right now.
Please tell me you're serious.
I have a friend in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, so then.
Oh, okay, that was.
Joke falls apart when you ask that question.
Hey, I'm a Top Chef fan, too. To cold.
I'm Can you stop stuff. Talking and I'm click sorry. Some pops, please?
Fuck you guys.
To Country Joe, excuse me, Country Doe?
Doe.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, please. Just post a link to something inside of the forums or somewhere and I'll find
what?
It.
What? You have to say what's happening.
He told me he would send me Canadians. Canada's next top
Canadians
model.
Next top model.
He said Canadian
they,
Project Runway.
They don't have.
Sorry,
they don't have attractive people in Canada.
You are a real hooker.
Seriously.
Is this my fourth beer?
It should
if it's
be.
Not, I don't know. We're getting another one. Need to get another one.
Well, I'll start five here in a second.
Oh, next question from Drew. Pew pew. I'm bogged down in Lost Season 2, like 3 episodes in. I've been good not to get into the spoilers. Question is, should I cut my losses now or try and catch up?
No.
Don't
like
stop
a good
too.
Dump. Just push through it.
You power through that
grab,
shit.
Grab a book.
Unless you have animal
issues. Wait.
What?
Grab a book, sit down, maybe the Bible, fight through that
shit.
And then you can wipe with it after you're done.
Whoa.
Because it's that thin.
Whoa.
It's,
you,
the paper
just,
is thin and it's lined in gold.
It's gilded toilet paper.
It's flammable. Yes.
Come on.
It actually doesn't.
That had to cross the line
with lies. So. Thank you, Josh.
Wow.
Hear that first,
hijinkssisu.com. Wow, and my dad just messaged me.
We suggest you wipe your ass
that.
With the Bible.
I need to tell him to go away now.
Oh, my God.
Tell him God bless.
He's asking me about the comic books that he sent me in the mail the
And you're
day.
Saying I'm a godless homosexual? The end.
No. No, you he shouldn't sent me listen. Like a, an Josh, Archie comic listen. From the 60s, Josh. And I was like, what? And I threw it away.
Josh.
Aww.
I want you to end.
Josh.
I want the period.
Josh.
He did not send me the comic of like, you'll find this interesting. He's literally going through the house and throwing stuff away. And so instead of throwing that away, because he sent me other shit that I asked for, and he just like piled extra shit in the box to fill it up.
To get rid of it.
Yeah, so as far as I'm concerned, it was just like paper to
tell your dad he's tell your dad he's tranny trash and that he's a hot mess, and then close the IO window.
Okay, so I'm going to type that out, only I'm just going to close the window.
Okay. Send.
Next.
All right, where's the other window?
Did we answer that? Oh, yeah, the answer was... Power through it.
Yeah,
do you
power
have
through
a,
it.
Do you have an option to stop taking a giant dump? I mean, can you walk away from it?
Have you never done that?
Oh, oh
like
my god.
Pitched off and left?
I just thought I'd throw that
okay,
in.
Okay, moving what? On.
Jesus. Was season two the best season?
Oh, wait, what are we talking about? I've lost?
No, season one was really the best, wasn't it?
No.
Dude, the whole show.
Season two was
best.
Actually the best.
The best? Okay.
No,
the whole show
I
has
would
been
say
awesome.
Season one.
Finish two and then give up.
But seriously, if you can do that whenever you pee, you can pinch it off and then walk away.
Will you
stop? What are you talking
about?
It strengthens
I only
certain
half,
muscles.
I only
that
half
are
it.
Good to
what?
Use.
Look, I
if
only half ejaculate, and then I leave.
Actually, you can learn to do that too.
Oh, gotta stop, and then I leave.
You should.
And then
you should
away.
Actually try to
you
stop.
Just tie it off.
You can learn that.
I pinch
it's
it.
It's totally
it,
worth it.
It's like a it's like
run.
A garden hose. It blows up
oh,
in the middle.
See Jeff on the forum. They're doing kegels.
It's like a
they
snake
know.
That ate a rat.
Yes, it is. It's like an it's like a boa that ate a hippopotamus. It just it blows up, and then this is the best part. You can
I
go somewhere
like
else and shoot
image.
It like a bullet. Yeah,
that's actually the sound effect.
Can fight and crime with it.
What part of your dick does that strengthen if you hurt it like that? What do you want to be able to do? Like, have it tie itself in a knot? I mean, do you need a bunch of, like, internal dick muscle strength for anything in particular?
Just for stunts, you know.
Just for, like, my dick kickboxes. It dick boxes.
Well, if you're going to learn how to do a cock push-up, you got to start, you know.
One's all you need.
I can do two.
One's all you need.
It's in the MMA.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, okay, no. Okay, Cool Jammer.
No,
no,
stop
sounding.
Talking. Stop
no
talking
sounding.
About dicks. Next question. Where is Denise in the comic? In the last one, fucker.
Whoa, hey.
Next no. question.
Damn. Next. No. Get this. Not just today, I got an email that said Denise should be made the fourth permanent character in the comic.
Oh,
you know what?
No. She can't hold her
enough.
Beer.
Already have, first off, she's poured alcohol all over my carpet.
Okay.
She's
drunk. Okay.
Underneath
okay.
me, it's
okay.
still wet.
Okay, you know
why
what?
Is my dad still
second
talking
all,
to me?
I can't draw anything else. I'm tired. I don't want to draw anymore. It's hard enough to go, okay, wait, who should be in this one? Because you can't fit three people in a panel.
Wait.
So.
Denise has asked me for another
I
beer.
I only had
survey
like
says,
a quarter of...
Ask the form. No. Or ask
and it
the
was
chat room.
Flat.
Okay, oh, okay.
Chat
people
room.
Listening, this should Denise have another beer? We'll
keep
wait.
It. She didn't really get to drink the one that she poured
oh,
on my floor.
See? Oh,
it's
see,
unanimous.
They love me so much. Give me.
You people are responsible when she dumps that shit on my laptop.
You don't know what you're doing, guys.
Yeah. We've unleashed the floodgates.
You have no idea what we're going to have to deal with here.
The floor had more beer than Denise.
We haven't even talked about the movies that we'll be watching later.
Wipe it off with your shirt, Josh.
Oh, we'll do that last. That's good. That's a good way to end it. Next question. Wait, I'm going to read this, because I want Denise to understand how much she's loved. Drew says, come on, she's the fourth H-E-R. Is she not in the comic because of your deep, abiding hatred for all things Asiatic?
I like fried rice.
I like their food.
Yeah.
Dude, Pei-Wei spicy chicken? That's good.
Hey,
I like
it's a mixture of all worlds. Rice. Spicy
rice.
Spicy rice,
well,
yeah.
It's all good. Like
orangey. They call it brown, but it's orangey rice.
But to be fair... Her rice is white, which makes it better.
That's true. The whiter something gets, the better it is.
But my rice has diversity.
Racism! That's, I don't know. Wrong. Whatever. Denise might be in the comic more often. She's
no.
She's a permanent cast member of the podcast now, so she's creeping her way into all things Hijinks and Sue. Like a little devious Asian trollop. What?
If you're going to call her devious, you have to draw like World War II propaganda Asians with the slants.
The big
and,
teeth.
And the, yeah.
Oh, so.
Pong. Can we get that sound effect for every time?
I am suing all of you. God,
we don't work for you. I can't harass you.
She's drunk. Look out.
She is drunk. She's on a rampage.
Don't encourage. Not make it fun of her. Encourage.
Is this a bender as far as Denise is concerned?
I will not eat cat poop.
Oh. My God. Melkor says, happy birthday, Josh, but it's my birthday.
Hey, you know what?
So
you know what?
Suck it.
You know what? You're welcome. Thank you for that lovely happy birthday wish. I had a wonderful 26th birthday 4.5 months ago.
Why don't you eat shits for not understanding that it's
multiple
my birthday?
Shits.
Yeah, eat two shits. Lord of the Rings related question. He gives me a link.
Oh, apparently he just edited that comment. If you refresh it, it'll say your name
Are
now.
Are you serious?
He just said that in
Are
the farm.
Are you fucking serious? I can't look at both at the same time.
I'm going to go check just to see if he's full of shit or
I'm
not.
I'm looking at it now.
Was that in the mail sack? I have to scroll. Party. Is that real?
He deleted it.
I think so.
Oh, there we go.
Melkor, since you're live on the internet here, can I not have to read this whole thing? Can you just tell me what the question is?
It does say happy birthday, Joel.
Oh, it's a picture. Wow. Holy crap.
Of what?
Somebody made Minas Tirith out of like gummy candy or something. It's the whole thing.
Can you just send me the link?
It's on the form.
That's pretty rad. Yeah.
It's on the questions.
Oh God, I have to scroll. What are you talking about?
Like with internets?
Just give me the link.
Go.
I'm online.
I'm saving that. That's when we make our Josh soundboard. That's going to be one of them.
Just give me the link.
Oh, we're making that Josh soundboard. Don't even know about that. You've got to listen to the last podcast.
Son
for when you're not here, we're going to make a Josh soundboard.
No.
And one of them is...
the giggle.
Oh, my God. That's excited, Josh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And...
oh, my God. This is nuts.
And then... Oh, like, then there's despondent Josh.
God.
That's pretty right on, actually.
Yeah, that's it. We'll just save those sounds.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the only reason I record us multi-track.
I'm giving you that one royalty-free. The next one's going to cost...
Yeah, this is fucking crazy. It's like Gumdrop Minas Tirith.
Who has the time for this bullshit?
Guy.
I'm just kind of marveling in it. There's candy corn over a door. Which is so good. Oh my God, there's Effalance or whatever on the made out of gumdrops. That's fucking ridiculous. That guy shouldn't have done that. He should have saved a starving baby or something. That's retarded.
They're asking for you to do a Josh laugh.
How did he laugh?
Do you already have a... what? I'm really afraid of what they're talking about.
Oh, no, when the high-pitched laugh?
There you go.
I can't do that on command. That's
well, I can.
That's natural. That comes from inside. Aww. And I can't fake that.
The one thing they can't see is Josh about to spit out beer. That's the best laugh he does.
I did that once already in the video. Maybe you'll get it in the profile. There,
I don't know how many times I've almost killed Josh.
There's a photo
something.
That you have taken of me where I'm moments away from spewing beer. And I have terrible hair in it, so I'm not going to post it.
That's the one from the party.
When
the watch
I ironed
party.
My hair that one time.
Yes, you had flat ironed hair.
It was pretty stupid.
Oh, my God.
It was shockingly
and
stupid.
And then Josh came out to us like 3 days later, and I was like, and the haircut makes sense now.
That was a mistake.
Oh, my God.
That was actually, you know.
That was to get your courage up.
No, that had nothing to do with that.
I need flatter hair. So people take me seriously. Do you get if you grew your hair out, would it be curly or is it just long and straight?
No, it's long and straight. You knew me when I had long hair.
I didn't know if it's changed. I don't know.
He had Jesus hair.
I had hair down to like.
I was his boss.
Okay,
when he
for
had
the people
Jesus
watching,
hair.
I had hair used to long hair down to here.
Sub nipple.
Sub nipple is a good
Joel had longer hair.
Yeah, Joel's
think,
was slightly.
I think
longer.
His was longer. As long as it got.
I
mine was never that
end,
far past my shoulders.
In college, yours was longer, and like you still had long hair back then, too. Yeah. The, like, four times I ever saw you.
The best thing,
wait,
Justin...
Wait, question. Were you actually, attending UT as a student? Okay.
I graduated, fucker.
He's
the only person that went to UT that graduated. I'm not kidding.
No. Do you remember David the Jew?
Yeah.
Yeah, he graduated.
Yeah.
That was his name.
Wait, David the Jew, the real weird guy?
Zyman?
Well, he was
he works for us now.
I know.
Yeah.
Wait, David the Jew works for us?
Yes, David the Jew works for us.
Wait,
you let Jews work for you?
I graduated from UTD too.
I know you did.
But we didn't know you back then.
Which David?
Of the people we knew at UTD in 1999.
On Maple.
On 1999.
He's on Maple.
I don't know.
He's on Maple. It doesn't matter. Just move on.
Was that the dude we took to Nickel-Rama?
No.
What?
Oh, okay. That guy's name was David. That's why I asked.
There was a lot.
No, 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 no. Who was the guy that you guys called Gollum?
That was a different David.
That was a different David. Yeah. He was always barefoot.
Yeah, that was the David I was thinking of.
We called that guy David. He came with us with Wes, right?
Yeah.
Wes always wanted to go to Nickel-Rama.
We were on the way to Nickel-Rama.
It was a Nickel Arcade.
I was driving, and the dude was just like, he had his face pressed against the window, and he was staring out the window for like 5 minutes, eyes wide, and he goes,
"Had he ever been outside?
You know, if I was some kind of giant robot, I would fashion those light poles into some sort of rudimentary weapon."
This is one of the guys that's such a dork that he cannot function in society. That's, he should be euthanized.
That's one of the
but
reasons
we happily
I dropped out of
used
college,
his,
was to get away from that shit.
But we happily used his internet connection to do our stupid little show from his apartment.
They called him Gollum because he was like one of those unwashed nerds that like would just wear the same clothes for 3 or 4 weeks.
Nice. And he was smelly.
And argue. Mm. I once saw him having the most heated argument about D&D. Like, literally.
I saw him have a heated argument about Gundam Wing.
That's so much worse.
Precious.
Hey, guys.
Gotta roll for initiative, Precious.
I'm on Blu-ray now. What's up? Hey.
Cloverfield,
you look so much sharper in that grainy DV camera in high definition.
Hey, Cloverfield, guess what? I finally saw your movie. It made me want to vomit.
Did you actually vomit? Or
I had to turn it off after 4 minutes.
We had a real problem filming at the same time with the Hulk and myself.
In the same city.
Like a year ago.
Yeah, I was like, that tree dude wasn't around.
Can you call me Broseph?
I really liked the music during the credits.
Oh, wait, did anybody
it was
see...
good music. It really was.
Did
the only part that was good.
Did anybody see Prince Caspian?
Mm-mm. Not yet.
Is Cloverfield in that?
No, but the no, tree but... dudes... are in Prince Caspian, and they're so much more violent than they were in Lord of the Rings.
What?
Because the trees actually, they have roots, and they actually rip themselves up out of the ground, and then they use their roots as, like, whips to beat the shit out of everybody around them.
How we roll.
It was pretty cool. Yes, the naiads, but they don't say that in the movie, so nobody knows.
Don't fuck with a tree.
Yeah, but it's so... The shit they do, like, they're not like, I'm gonna throw rocks at a building and, like, destroy, but they kill people.
Wow.
It was pretty cool.
Whatever.
Anyway, yeah, I grew up reading the Chronicles of Narnia. My dad taught me to read with the Chronicles of Narnia.
Aww.
That's what's wrong with you.
That's part of what's wrong with me.
Next question.
I don't give a damn.
Yeah, thanks, Carl.
Wait, I missed one. Hang on. The Earth is... Oh, this is also from Melkor. The Earth is about to spontaneously combust. All you have to assist in your survival is a small cactus and Carta 98.
I like this question.
Spoon, half a stapler... And an old plank of wood.
Is that a stapler that with a half a load of staples or half of
a stapler?
No,
it's like one piece of it, like the top or the bottom. Oh. I want the part. You
I want
can still
top.
Work a stapler with
the top. Just the top.
Yeah,
you can squeeze it.
You can... Yeah.
Right.
Is that a question? Or are we just supposed to suppose
was
over
was
that?
Was it just a statement?
What was the...
Alrighty. The Earth is about to spontaneously combust. All you have to assist you in your survival is a small cactus, Encarta 98, a spoon, half a stapler, an old plank of wood. All you need is Encarta 98.
No, that's the first thing you throw away is Encarta 98.
Like
because it was completely worthless.
Yeah. I had Grolliers.
Oh.
You remember that?
Nice.
Inconceivable!
Here's what's great about Grolliers.
That word doesn't mean what I think you think it
means. I had Grolliers on Windows 95. No, I'm sorry, Windows 3.1.
Nice.
3.1.1.
For work groups?
No, that was not Windows for work groups.
You said 3.1.1.
That was it was?
3.1.1 was work groups. 3.1.1 was not.
Okay, I had 3.1.1. Anyway, so one time, me and my friend Rob, who does listen to this, at least I know he reads the comics, so maybe he remembers this. In ninth grade, we both copied the same paragraph off of Grolier's Encyclopedia.
Nice. Nice.
Wow, well
and
done.
Changed three words. So this is, we did this shit live, right okay? This is how fucking in sync we were. This was in... Mick something's class.
Macklemore.
Yeah, Mrs. Macklemore's class in ninth grade. History.
Fill that up
I
with
work
chips.
With her cousin now.
I'm sorry. She was,
I will cut you in the face.
So,
Sorry, we have a problem. We're out of beer.
Oh, okay. I'll wait
getting
you guys
unruly.
There's still four left in there.
No, don't. Those are empty bottles.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Why
do we drink
all
those?
I haven't even finished my
There's
raspberry
not,
soda.
There wasn't that much.
Wow. Okay. That doesn't. How did that happen?
It wasn't
okay,
that many.
Okay, wait. I'm calling. I'm calling like Zach Morris timeout here. I'm gonna go break the seal. I'll be back in a second.
What are you doing?
He has
that
to urinate.
I'm gonna go pee.
Oh.
Oh, with your super urethra muscles
breaking
you
your seal.
You
you'll be urinating frequently
that's
after
what it
that.
Sounds like when I pee. You'll hear it from down the hall.
Hurry up, stupid son of a bitch! All right, let's read the bullshit while he's doing.
Yeah,
that.
Let's.
Oh, he's been replaced.
Let's see. Oh, Justin's here.
I'll make a better gay guy anyway.
Oh, sweet Shiner.
Why is that stopping?
Because you suck and you're horrible.
I didn't touch shit.
Hey, Justin. Yay, Justin.
Awesome.
Hey, Eli's got his face in my ass.
What the hell?
Because you're bad.
It's just... No, your internet's fucked up.
It might be.
See?
Oh, it's also probably that Josh is broadcasting gigantic videos to the internet right now.
Yeah. It's got something to do with Josh pissing.
Yeah. Josh is clogging my tubes with his super pee.
He ate asparagus.
Fuck me, man. No. Just stop him.
Josh's piss stream is like an industrial fire hose.
He's yelling from the bathroom. I think it burns.
That's what I'm saying. If you can piss on a 13-year-old,
my dick shoot fire.
And it's a good stream, then your prostate's
you
in good
not
shape.
Talk anymore. Don't say anything like that ever again. Oh my god.
Oh, because of R. Kelly.
Oh.
Yes.
I wasn't listening.
R. Kelly could fart
in my
dinner tonight.
For $10 million. Oh, my God. That reminds me of Michael on The Office trying to do Chris Rock X.
No, that's not how it goes. The difference in a black guy and a...
Just don't say that.
Oh, I'm so ready to get my Get Smart on. Hey, eat shit.
That looks bad.
I don't care.
Looks real bad.
The Rock can do no wrong.
Dwayne. Yeah, I saw Doom. The Rock can do wrong.
Yeah.
The Rock can do three time kinds
Thank
of wrong.
You,
What'd you get?
I'm hot, apparently.
That's why I married you, sweet ass. Now the internet knows what kind of chicks a dork can land.
He takes a long time to piss.
Never mind.
Prostate problems.
Let's see.
What are you saying?
Yeah. We love African folk.
Jesus Christ.
Somebody
hey, I just ruined it.
Now you can tell your joke.
Denise gets angry. Eli gets more racist.
Why is it racist to love people from the continent of Africa?
He only likes white people.
There's plenty of white people in Africa.
I like tiger.
He
only
what
likes
is that
white
called?
People.
He hates white people.
Not racist.
I love diplomatic immunity.
What?
Come on, anyone?
Afrophiles.
No? Anyone?
What?
Lethal Weapon 2.
Is
anybody seen
I'm getting
that?
Too old for this shit.
God damn it.
Dead air.
What? African folk music or African folk?
See, every time you play that music, I think the show's over.
That's why he does it. He's a dick.
We need to just...
He's trying to confuse people. Eli's only purpose with sound effects is to confuse and confound and derail.
Everyone. Let me just go through
awesome.
Every sound
then
effect.
I approve.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's go through every
Josh,
sound effect.
Get that in here!
Starting from the top, starting from the top down.
The more you yell, the longer it'll take him.
Is he
the second
shitting
sound
out of his dick? What is he
second
doing?
Second sound effect.
My dick shoot fire.
Third.
This is horrible.
Why is this buffering?
Because there's too much internet happening right now. That's why you should reserve them. You shouldn't waste your sound effect privileges. I've got to revoke them.
Yeah, that shit should be local.
He pissed like maple syrup. That's
well,
what Dram says.
They were local.
The goddamn plane has crashed into the mountain.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck Norris.
Oh my god. It's Drom. I'm supposed to Oh yeah, Drom like dramedy.
Grom.
I'm supposed to say Drom.
Grom.
What's that?
Crom.
What?
You're a real hooker.
Oh. Is that the one with the little owl?
Yes.
Little fucking clockwork owl, that piece of shit. Sense. Are you really doing this?
Yes.
Why? Do you hate me?
It's supposed to be
I'm
a Chinese restaurant.
Waiting on Josh to come back. Finish up this story.
Did his dick fall off? What is he doing?
I think he fled through the window.
He's
there's no window in that bathroom.
He's super gluing it back on.
If he's
there's
stuck
a window
halfway,
now.
Yeah, if he's stuck halfway between rooms, he's sticking out in my closet right now. So Josh is back in the closet.
I left an issue of Hot Johnson in there.
Oh.
So he's
He probably didn't take the time to like pull up his pants to jump through the window.
Right.
So we're gonna have an issue later.
Ouch. He made his own window.
There's rubber duckies in there for my daughter. He might be violent.
Oh, they're in his ass.
Yeah.
Now.
He's.
Oh, hey.
They're like beads.
Hey, get new rubber. Rubber duckies are cheap.
Wait, whoa, like beads?
Like ass beads.
Yeah. Rubber duckies are cheap. Benoit ducks.
Every time he coughs, it squeaks.
You were so drunk. Hey, Bert. Sober Denise would never say that.
Hey, Bert, where'd my rubber duckies go?
I can't believe it.
Ernie. Hey, asshole. You guys suck. Ernie, are my ducks in your ass? What do you mean, Ernie?
Bert, oh, God. How come you never just hold me anymore, Bert? I just
Why don't you quit eating cookies in the damn bed?
I just want a spoon, Bert. Touch my balls.
You're just like your mother, Ernie.
I can't, dude. Take that back, you son of a... I can't do Mickey Mouse, but I can do his laugh.
All right.
So every once in a while,
we'll
be watching something with Mickey Mouse, and I'll just go, oh, Donald, my ass. Oh, hey, oh.
Oh, God.
What was that?
They're empty.
Ouch. What is it?
You should have heard what Denise said while you were gone.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
Okay, so while you're gone, we're supposing... Hang on.
My dick shoot fire.
I want to know why you were gone, but first...
Well, it did kind of look like Popeye's gravy, but then it's something else entirely.
Hang on. Did you just violate my toilet?
I think so.
Yeah.
So we were supposing that you might
this
be putting
fresh one, right?
That you might be putting rubber ducks in your ass, and Denise goes, "Every time he comes, it squeaks." That's the most foul thing she's ever said.
Oh God!
Blackbeard's delight.
Two beers and a floor beer in, and Denise loses all inhibitions.
Oh my God, Denise, you are a terrible person.
I didn't mean it really.
Seriously though, yeah.
I'm disgusted.
It's like I'm throwing up. I'm throwing up the O face, and I'm just.
Wow, we are so way over on time.
What time is it?
It's only 7:30.
It's an hour 20, dude.
God.
Yeah, it's 7:30.
Dude, the party's in this room anyway.
I know.
Everyone's here, right? Everyone's in this room.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not missing anybody.
Okay. There we go. Whatever.
Everyone else is late. I said 7-ish for the party, so I didn't
which means they're gonna be here at 9.
Yeah, whatever. I gotta start cooking after this anyway.
I thought your mom was coming.
No. Oh. What? Oh.
Hole.
Oh. Then it would have been a party. What am I cooking? I'm cooking burgers and hot dogs, Jeff. And floor beer. Okay. What were we talking about before you went to shit for 3 hours? Oh!
Dude, it was
Encarta,
4 minutes.
Grolier Cyclopedia.
Oh, yeah.
So me and this guy
both
get busted.
Windows 98 or something.
She pulls this up. I've known that I copied a paragraph word for word from Grolier's and just changed a couple of words. She goes, "Guys, I don't know what to say, but I'm grading both your papers, and this paragraph is virtually identical." And so live, out of nowhere, just like through a series of blinks and telepathy, we came up with that we had studied together and like co-written the paper and didn't realize which parts of it each of us had used. And she bought it.
Wow.
Like ace. It was awesome.
Well, that's good. That's awesome.
That story was balls after your 4 hour shit capade.
Yeah, that's not
shit
scapade.
I don't give a damn.
Yeah, no, right. Nobody go in
Thanks.
There.
Next question.
By the way.
Next question.
Oh, that's why.
Unless you like
Popeyes.
So in which case, totally go in there.
Oh, here's. No, this is the question you liked.
She's going to smell it.
This is from Mare. Not Mared. Mare. You're in a mall when zombies attack. You have one weapon, one song blasting on the speakers, one famous person to fight alongside you, real or fictional. Who is it?
Go through three again.
You're in a mall. You have a weapon.
That's tough. Okay.
You have a song. Okay. Like a song to keep you pumped for killing zombies.
And a celebrity.
And a celebrity.
One,
Chuck Norris. I call
one,
Chuck Norris.
No. Wait. One. Christopher Walken.
Oh, that's good. I want the rototiller.
I want the rototiller.
Two.
Oh, wow.
Two.
What was one?
The song.
You'll have your chance.
Bulls on Parade.
Okay.
Three. Weapon of choice. Right? Is that what it was? Weapon of choice. The weapon of choice. It would be. Wait. Give me a second.
Come on. Who did he say number one?
What?
What did
Christopher Walken?
Oh.
Bulls on Parade.
God damn it.
Man.
And
oh, yeah, actually, Cool Jammers got it because Weapon of Choice was a song featuring Christopher Walken by Bad, which would also be. Oh God, the podcast is over now.
Yeah, I know. I still can't think of my weapon. My weapon would be a Mario Batali spatula.
What?
I'm done. Really nice.
Okay. I'm out. Shit. I only know my weapon. I want a rototiller.
You could have answered that whole question with one answer. You could have had Walken, weapon of choice is the song, and Walken as your weapon of choice.
Sure.
Yeah, held him by the ankles and smashed him at people.
You're up. You're next.
You
fuckers
song.
Better start thinking.
Shebop?
I think the peanut gallery should add in, too.
It's an A if you want to play
Shebop
it.
Shebop by Cyndi Lauper. Here, you play it. I know you know this.
Oh, wow. We have background music.
Yeah.
Cyndi Lauper as a celebrity.
What?
And
she's singing while she's...
Yeah, she's doing it live and helping me kill zombies. There you go. Shebop. And I don't want anything else. That's all I need to be happy.
You're up.
Oh, shit. Okay,
I actually really like this question. This is a good question.
I want the rototiller for myself.
From that zombie game?
Yes.
And you want the Lego head?
I don't get... No, that's dumb.
No. That's useless.
The rototiller was beautiful.
Yeah.
In
that's
every sense
heavy,
of the
though.
Word.
Heavy, though.
It's... But I'll... You know, I'm fat. It'll rest on my gut.
I want that
dude,
dick
you barely
cannon
want
from the
walk.
Last episode of Venture Brothers that doesn't work.
I want the guy that plays Brock as
Patrick
my celebrity
Warburton?
Just to yell at people.
The real guy?
Yeah. Patrick Warburton, but but in character as Brock.
Okay. Wearing a mullet wig. So basically Brock.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's the other thing? Oh,
a song.
Oh, yeah, song.
Oh, shit. Flight of the Valkyries.
that's pretty good.
Mine.
That's
that
pretty
was
good.
Mine.
It's going to be epic.
Oh, that was mine. I don't want to play.
Wait, what was
I don't want to play this game anymore.
Did I choose your song?
Yes, that was my song.
Are you serious?
Song. Yes,
I'm so much cooler
serious.
Than you. How dare you choose
Wait,
a song
what?
I would choose?
It's actually Ride of the Valkyries.
Oh, did I say Flight
right.
of the Valkyries?
Flight of the Bumblebees.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Denise, you get
actually,
Flight of the Bumblebees.
You get Flight of the Bumblebees by the Hulk.
No.
You know, my sister played the flute and I played the trumpet. We could do a duet on it.
That's
Wait,
okay.
what did
kidding.
Allison
we can't.
Say?
It's way too hard.
You picked my song already.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Weapon of Choice.
But you still have to go.
On parade.
I did, but you still have to. You're still gonna have to pick a new song.
What's the song that I say?
We don't need
that
two
I always
of these songs playing at the same time.
Fuck.
What was the song that I said I always want to beat up homeless people to?
Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza. No, there's like a Tool
Danza?
Song, and every time it comes
we
on,
are the
I'm
world.
Like, I want to kill no Tool.
Oh,
no.
What's the Coca-Cola song about being happy and all shit?
Oh, I'd like to buy the world a Coke and write an Oasis song about it.
You could beat up hobos to that song.
Anyway, no. Denise is up next. I'm
go.
Up. Go.
No, fuck you guys. I don't want to play this game
no,
anymore.
No, you have to.
You already stole my song.
So drunk.
You have
How
to go.
No,
go. We have people online waiting.
Whatever.
Denise Nick just doesn't want to play.
We're waiting.
Next.
This is why you're not an actual member.
I want the peanut gallery. I want the peanut gallery also.
Oh, there you go.
The penis gallery.
I want the penis gallery
to
answer
the other
question.
People.
Go.
Steal their song.
Well, you need to go too.
He stole it
no.
telepathically.
What's the fucking question?
That was my song.
Zombie.
Surviving a zombie attack. You have a song, a celebrity, and a weapon.
Go.
Song, a celebrity, and a weapon.
Weapon.
Go.
Okay.
Celebrity?
Song
a song?
Is... Oh, shit.
Awesome.
Celebrity?
I want a baseball bat with nails in it.
Oh, that's good.
Did you have to put them in?
Yeah.
Are they facing in or out?
You have to answer.
Head side in or head all the way through with sticks?
Through.
You,
okay.
you nail
really,
all the way through.
Really huge
okay.
Nails
gotcha.
In.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want Bulls on Parade.
Okay. It's a popular one.
You got
the microphone explodes. I'm in the bolt.
Let's
tie singing it. Either drop the hits, Bill, or get the fuck off the cloud. Flacker. I'm a starred.
And
I want
That was actually the song they heard at the end of season 3 instead of All Along the Watchtower.
I want to hear this celebrity. Go.
I want George Washington.
He was a badass general.
Dude, that's not bad.
Seriously.
That's not bad.
Wooden teeth are always handy.
He didn't have wooden
he
teeth.
He didn't have wooden
teeth. I don't
know.
But he had skills.
Denise isn't even from America, and she knows that.
I am from America.
I
why the fuck
US
would
history.
I know that?
That was a question on
I didn't take Filipinas history.
All right, I want an orgasmerator.
They called you Haitian on the forum earlier. And I don't think they were kidding.
Everyone.
Okay.
You didn't answer the question. You need to answer the question.
I'm eating Doritos, and you guys can
I got an orgasmerator.
Wait, what?
All right.
Oh, no. Oh, that feels good.
I got an orgasmerator.
Oh, that feels good.
Wait. Can a zombie still have an orgasm?
Absolutely.
That's why I've yeah,
whatever
we'll find
it takes.
Out. I'm taking one for science.
It's worth
for
knowing.
Research.
It's yeah. worth knowing.
It's worth the research.
Okay. The song is...
It has to be when you're a man, then... Right,
well,
now,
I thought about
man.
That, but that
it's raining
that
man.
Fit.
Man. Oh,
now you're a man.
Hallelujah, it's raining
no,
man.
What's that?
Spadoinkle?
Twisted Steel Leather Donut.
What is that?
What?
It's from the Orgasmo soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
Some
oh.
fucking
oh, that's a
German
DVD?
Band or something.
Steel Leather Donut?
It's not DVDA. It's
DVDA
some
song?
Other, it's some German right. band. Celebrity
is
Nipsey
like a
Russell
clock song.
Nipsey
do you know
Russell.
About DVD?
Yeah. Nipsey Russell is actually not bad.
Okay, Nipsey Russell.
I like that.
Any panelist from Match Game? Nipsey Russell.
I just think of Nipsey Russell.
Don
from...
Rickles, if he's not available.
Oh, you
remember
God.
Him from when he was at Dirty Work? Look at you.
Yeah.
Tubby.
Why don't you move up to the mountains?
Stop bothering people.
Get on a horse. Where you can't bother people.
Answer this question.
You got a personality.
Don't
like
push
a
her,
moth.
Man. She'll throw a bottle at you.
She's so mad. She's so drunk.
Dude, I just want to point out, if no one heard it, that I really like the idea that at the end of Battlestar, they all hear Bulls on Parade, and that's how they realize they're Cylons.
What's all this music? Bow, wow, bow, wow. Wicky, wicky,
wicky, bow, wow. Tom Morello's the fifth.
He just shows up, hey, what's up,
Bill, you should free to bat, Bill! God damn fracking!
Anyway, next question. That was a long one.
Where's the sound?
It's buffering.
Oh, the internet's busted.
Oh, your website blows asshole.
No, it's, you're eating up all the bandwidth.
It's butt fuckery.
By doing this.
I'm questions only from, uploading 50K a second constantly.
I want more questions like that.
That question was a good from question. Jay Fardink. Have you guys ever noticed that this guy plays the exact same surprise character in all three of Joss's series? And the guy he's talking about...
Wait, is this
his
the guy with the mole?
Carlos got, like, Jackott?
The mole on his face?
I don't know. Carlos Jackott? Carlos Jack off head face? Squeaky cum. Oh,
wait, John Dark
butt.
Is answering. Wait. Do
anyway,
you know who he's talking? Was this John Dark's
just listen
question?
To me. No, just listen to the question. First off, in Firefly, in Serenity, the prequel, he plays an unimportant dopey passenger, and then, oh my God, he's an evil Alliance agent. In Buffy 301, Anne. I wish she would have stayed in L.A. He plays an unimportant, dopey missionary type guy. Then, oh my God,
this is totally the guy
he's
with the big
evil
mole
demonic
on his face.
Slave camp
I hate
director.
This guy
in Angel 107, Bachelor Party. He plays. Oh, he was the Doyle's ex fiance's new husband.
Oh, Doyle, you were such an alcoholic,
and then they're
fired
gonna,
from the show.
And then they're gonna eat his bride.
Yeah, no, I know who he's talking
that guy's
about.
That guy's just got to be, a regular extra.
He's like a character actor, and I fucking hate him. He has a massive mole on his face. It's really distracting.
That's why you hate
gross.
Him?
That's a large part of what. Wait.
Do you hate Joaquin Phoenix, too?
I hate Alton Brown
no,
for
no,
that
no,
reason.
No. Joaquin Phoenix owns it, though. He's like, dude, my lip's fucked up.
Well, he's
check
had soft
out.
Palate repair.
Yeah, whatever.
He was a hair lip.
Shut up.
I'm Joaquin Phoenix. And they're like, we've got to get that fixed. Your brother is so much hotter than you. And then after his brother died,
even
he's
after
like,
he's dead?
No, his brother dies. He's like, now can we fix my lip, Dad? And he's like, I got to have at least one famous.
I don't know who it was, but I went to
you
see Walk the Line with somebody.
Yeah.
That movie
and
was
were
really
like,
good.
I didn't know Johnny Cash had a hair lip.
Wow.
God damn it.
Oh, wait, is that the laugh that you were talking about?
Yes. Yes. There it is again.
There you go.
Q Giggle Fit. That's your new name, Giggle Fit. Oh, Jesus. Question next. From Wad Mossy says, two-parter, what's the most... Oh, this is a serious one. It's a good thing Eli's not here.
There,
what's
I
the most
on his
prosaic change about yourself since you become a father?
Oh, that's
conversely,
weird.
What's the most profound change? I think he's saying what's the most basic bullshit change and what's the most profound thing about being a dad? No one else here has kids besides me and wife, right? Eli,
I actually
kids, right?
may have four or five.
Josh right, just gave birth somewhere. In your bathroom.
Like, that's true. Yeah, I want to note that I just went number one out my pee hole and not number one out my number two hole. That was quick. Fast turnaround time.
You had to have known what you were going to
okay.
do.
Okay.
You had to have known. Josh goes, hang on, guys. I got to go pee. Oh.
Okay. To be fair.
Hulk smash.
To be fair, when I got in there, I figured I might as well kill two birds with one stone.
You killed all the birds in the mine shaft. They're all dead.
Well, but okay, I had to make it the last time whenever it was the false alarm.
Listen,
this time was the sneak attack.
The miners in my toilet are like,
what, these were insurgents?
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
The bird stopped. Get out of the mine!
Yeah, so what's
I just
the,
wanted
what's
to point
problem?
It out. Yes, I may have four or five kids running around somewhere.
Okay.
Baco, Carlos,
Paco,
Jesus,
Paco.
And Paco.
Paco.
And Joaquin.
Paco Jr.
And Joaquin Phoenix is also your kid. I don't know if I can answer this without getting way too serious. So, I don't know. I could email you. Having kids.
Give me your number.
Yeah. What, you want to cry about it? Oh, he's asking because his son's first birthday is tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to son. Having kids is, this is, I mean, read on the site, hijinksensue.com/experiment. This is the baby's why I'm doing the comic. For her future.
That's going to be one kick-ass future, but you're going to have a
terrible
problem on your hands.
She walks, she'll like walk past me and she's like, Daddy. And I'm like, I can't play. I'm drawing dirty comics for your future.
But when she gets to the point where she's like, can't have cheeseburger, then you're
like, yes!
I've made it.
I win.
I'm cute.
I'm going to start doing heroin.
Speaking of, later, Weekend has cheeseburger. So I'm going to make some.
I can't wait. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm still looking for pictures of that
hey,
Carlos Jackpot
guy. I really do want to answer your question, just not right now. So feel free to email me and we'll talk about being daddies.
You're drunk off our drunk. Is what's happening.
What you don't understand
Wait, who's
is
drunk.
I really did jizz in his blackberry soda.
Oh.
So he's getting
the joke's
and
on
you.
And
you were so drunk when you got here that your potent alcohol jizz.
I also, you know, did 8 lines of cocaine.
Cocaine! I do cocaine! Oh, God.
Filtered.
What is his name?
Dr. Roxel, the
Thank
rock
you.
And roll clown!
It's been this something now. You might not know about me, Joe Rogan.
I smoke rocks.
Smoke rocks.
Smoke God. I itch.
Into the mountain. Oh, man.
Red balls. Gives wings.
The dude has this giant mole. You can probably see it from the fucking camera up there right now. Can you, I don't know, can you see my screen from the camera? You
yeah,
can't
somebody's actually commenting on that.
That mole is huge. It fucking freaks me
Next
out.
Next question.
Josh, they're asking what program are you using? Oh, because you were scrolling through your Windows.
That was one of the writers from Studio 60. If anybody wants
oh.
to.
Oh,
fuck that. Carlos Jackpot.
Yeah. Okay. For those that are asking about this, there's a plugin for Firefox that's called PicLens that works with Flickr and
Google Images.
Google Images and a bunch of other sites. And you click on the little thing and it actually just like rips all the images out of the webpage
Coolest
into this crazy
ever.
Matrix scrolling
cool.
thing. And as you scroll to the end, like after you scroll
oh,
off
I
Google Image
that.
Search, it just takes the next page and rips it in like as you're scrolling.
Yeah, it's pretty
and
awesome.
It keeps going
porno
forever.
Porno wow. will never be the same.
Next question.
Totally. Oh, and it also supports YouTube now, so you can actually
shut
watch YouTube videos
up.
In 3D.
Shut your pee hole.
The
fuck
third
off.
Dimension.
Three dimensions.
On a journey through time.
Jesse Monster says, since they're touring at the moment, any of you guys Kids in the Hall fans? If so, favorite sketches? Also, this is the beauty part. Is Allison or the mythical Mikey ever going to guest on the podcast? Allison's here.
Allison's here.
I'm
hey,
here
Allison.
Right
wave,
now.
Wave your beer hand.
And
there
Mikey, despite repeated emails, never RSVP'd.
I asked if Mikey was going
to
be here.
Let me explain
said
something to you. This is what an RSVP is. An RSVP is, are you going to come or not? Because I got to make food. And when you just don't respond, God, that's bad. That's bad etiquette. That's bad form.
We can call him and put him on the spot.
I don't care.
It's because he's dead to
me.
No, I mean,
it means
you're either not coming or you don't get food.
Right. There you go.
Right. I didn't minus RSVP out of that wedding I was supposed to be at to tonight.
Oh,
you were supposed to be at a wedding?
As the best man.
Yeah.
as the groom.
Right. I'm supposed to get married tonight.
Always a bridesmaid, never a girl.
Yeah, Rosalita is not going to be happy about this.
We have a Rosie at the office. She's like, are you hitting that?
She is going to make tortillas.
Por qué, Eli? Por qué? Por qué?
Hermano. Eli.
Hermano.
Rosalía.
Eli.
Wait.
Rosalía, por qué?
Since Denise is the HR girl from our office,
uh-huh.
Are they allowed to like get married? Is that like in the company handbook?
They have to disclose their relationship, like Michael and Jan.
I think for comic purposes, maybe.
Eli has to cut off his dick.
For comedy reasons.
For purposes of the podcast, probably.
There was a question.
I'm probably okay with that. In case anybody didn't know, Denise is actually in charge of HR, and we are so fucking offensive.
Hey, I was wondering,
I'm not fired.
Do the opinions of the Hijinks and Sue podcast represent the opinions of Gearbox?
No.
No.
Absolutely. No, God, no.
Yes, 100%.
And boss, do not fire me.
If anyone at Gearbox knew all of this, I'm sure there would be actual real-world repercussions, I would assume.
Awesome.
There's way
why do you keep saying the name?
We didn't for the first, like, six.
Yeah.
And then one day Josh was like, plus we're at Gearbox, and the owner's name is this, and the other guy's name is this. And I'm like, stop it. I don't want to edit all that out. And he's like, fuck it. Don't worry about it.
I don't care.
Get him to sign something?
I've got it on audio. It's recorded. I'll play it in court.
That's not my son.
You can't prove that's his voice.
Yeah, see? Justin knows what's up.
I can synthesize, like, match it up with, technology.
You're such a whore.
Please, I need a new TV.
Take off the word games.
No, well, never mind.
No. I'll keep that back up.
Yeah, whatever, dude. All right, there was an actual question. Any Kids in the Hall fans?
Oh my God, yes!
I was actually gonna go to that, but
I like one sketch too.
I was gonna go to that, but it was really expensive.
It is.
It was like $55 plus whatever the fuck.
Out of all
Ticketmaster was gonna add on that.
Dave Nelson, I've always been a fan of. Not Dave Nelson,
exactly.
Yeah. That's true though.
Star of the greatest sitcom ever made.
Dave Nelson, I am definitely a fan of. What's his actual name?
Dave Foley.
As far as his involvement with news radio being the greatest sitcom ever made, I love him as a man, as a machine, as a myth. I don't really care for Kids in the Hall that much.
I would let him impregnate me.
Yeah, with his man baby. I like one sketch that was all these guys are in wood shop, and the guy's walking past each project grading them, and he's like, oh, nice spice rack. That's excellent. And he goes over to Jesus, and he goes, what is this? It's a speaker cabinet. Your father's a carpenter, isn't he, Jesus? F. And then the next thing is, it's nice spice rack, Judas. And then I didn't really care for the rest of it.
So wait, which one? Which
oh, God, they found my Flickr account in the forums.
Nice.
Well
done, forum.
To be fair,
people.
All the really good stuff is totally set to private, so good luck.
Congratulations, Internet I've Detectives.
Wait, who
just said I've seen it? Why?
Eli.
I've seen it all.
You have not.
What was the? I'm gonna dip my balls in it. Was that Kids in the
Louis,
Hall?
That was the State.
That was the State.
Oh, that was the State.
Awesome.
I just got through watching all of the State.
But the State.
My balls in it.
Yeah, but the State
is that Aspenny's too? Or
way
that?
Better than Kids in the Hall.
Yeah, but it doesn't exist on DVD.
Right.
On what?
Yeah,
it doesn't exist on DVD. Does it?
You can get the first season on DVD. Yes.
Oh shit. But yeah,
were there two real seasons?
There was
five.
Oh Jesus.
Who was
something like that? At least three.
Did you ever see Stella? I showed you
Stella.
Stella
was State People.
Right now.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was State People. So
she didn't have to get on the thing if she didn't want to.
But yeah, no.
Now
no,
Denise
no. Stella,
is taking a shit.
Stella was. Stella was
not funny.
No, what are you talking about? Stella
it wasn't
was good.
Funny. It was State People. It was not funny.
What was not funny?
Stella.
Stella.
The State was
the
not
show.
Funny.
No.
Stella.
No. Stella.
I never saw Stella.
Stella was genius.
I mean,
I don't
did
know
you ever
how
see the one, the Thanksgiving one, with the guy who pulls out the big giant black cock?
Yeah. No, that,
that
was
big giant black cock is funny, all but.
That was online.
Internet.
That was not
Stella.
Actually on TV, though.
No, that was not
did
on TV.
Did anybody see the newest Reno?
Yeah, Reno is the State.
I have never watched that, actually.
With Michael Ian Black, with the cancer dude, reading his will to his mother.
That was good. Yeah. Everyone that was fantastic on the State is on Reno 911.
I had to explain to my wife who Michael Ian Black was because I was sitting there laughing my ass off.
He showed up on
Reaper. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the gay demons.
You should watch that.
I won't.
It's a goddamn good show.
It's actually entertaining. It starts off like crappy Monster of the Week, but actually becomes entertaining.
And you know how much I hate Kevin Smith, and the fact that he has anything to do with it doesn't matter to me at all.
Yeah, it's actually it's entertaining. I enjoy it.
I'll burn them all
Reaper,
for you.
Reaper and Chuck were my favorite. All right,
so that's your answer of do you like Kids in the Hall? Next.
We like the state.
Yes. I liked their movie Brain Candy when I was 14.
Oh,
I
just love the opening where the like goth girl is so goth she puts a cigarette down on her arm and just loves the pain of it. And just she's like, oh, yeah, that's good.
I like Cancer Boy from Brain Candy.
Okay, Cool Jammer, Grab Chuck is awesome.
Next question.
Especially from the pilot.
Next question. This is from Kafka.
Chuck gets really good.
He wants to hear Cloverfield explaining how the hot receptionist at his Ted's dealership needs to answer the bone phone quick.
Nobody should answer the what?
The bone phone. She used to pick up. What? With special emphasis on Broham Brosif, cock block, or spunk drunk.
I can only do it with the
that's
tree.
That's
spunk
just
drunk?
A, that's just a that's just
there's
a
term
skit.
For that?
He just wrote a skit. Wait, you don't there's a term you don't know? How? What?
Wait, was that us on the podcast
what?
Questions?
Yes, oh. I'm reading the podcast questions.
Oh, I'm not.
We're here doing the podcast, Eli.
Wait, what?
Yeah, where are we?
No, if I don't what hit some fuck? Heroin soon, I'm
okay.
I'm
since
in big
Kafka
trouble.
Just wrote a skit, we could just read it, but I mean,
I gotta find it.
There it is.
I gotta find it.
I mean, I know Cloverfield's dad owns a dealership where he gets a summer job.
Yeah, and obviously, I guess he knows where that comes from. I'm totally
from
stealing
the fact
that from
Cloverfield.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
His dad has a dealership.
I don't want to do that.
Okay,
right
next.
Now. Yeah.
I work at it at home.
Eddie says, in your 27 years, is there any nerd bandwagon you wish you had hopped onto in its heyday? Any show you wish you had watched or games you wish you had played before they got nerd popular? I'm sort of an OG. I don't think I've missed anything.
OG.
Yeah. OG DOGGLBC.
Shit.
For shit.
Shit, dog.
Except Reaper, which I'm going to burn for him.
I don't like that. But I always like stuff. No, I'm the opposite. I always like stuff before it gets canceled and gets popular. And then I get mad because I was right. That's like everybody at this table. Except for Denise.
I can go with Buffy. I didn't jump on that.
Oh, okay.
It took Josh to have to get me into that shit.
That's true.
It took me to get her on that.
Huh? No, I do lose on that. I didn't start Buffy till season 3.
I can almost guarantee that I liked MST3K before anybody here.
You
by accident.
Wow.
So I can't claim it.
Wow. So you hate her constitution?
Well, the whole
what? I'm really upset right now.
The whole thing is my I'll make a long story in 5 seconds. My father hates the word turd. My uncle heard them say the word turd on MST3K what? In 1991, so they taped it, sent it to him.
From Canada, right?
From California.
Okay,
same
Canada,
thing.
Yeah. West Canada.
Oh, wait, so this isn't your fault then?
So they sent
no, he
us
likes
two
MST.
Episodes.
You're not listening.
I love MST3K.
Right.
They sent us 2 episodes on tape, all because...
Is Eli high?
All because Crow said the word turd.
The Turd Museum.
Yeah, they're going to the Turd Museum. Wild Rebels.
Wild Rebels. And then he showed it to me, a 15 times dubbed VHS of super shitty quality. And we watched that one episode. And then they started sending them to you regularly, right? Or someone did. No Dick started taping them off of satellite.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because in Beaumont, Texas, we didn't have the Comedy Channel at the time. And the only way we could watch MST was if our one friend with pre-DirecTV satellite... It was called like
Or our German teacher with the big fucking satellite dish that got everything.
Was it called like Skynet or something? I can't remember what it was called.
Yes, it was Skynet.
It was Skynet.
That's exactly.
It was Orthodox Net.
Yeah, but they he's
for the Jews?
No,
what?
Orthodox Greek. Jew-net? Never mind.
It's kosher net.
Anyway, he would tape MSTs for us and we would watch them. And the best, this is an offshoot of that.
I have all of them now.
His dad, you have all the MSTs?
Wow. Yeah.
I want those from you.
That's magical.
At least many of
we
them.
We have a hard drive at the office that has the entire run of the show.
I want to watch Pod People. I want to watch Trumpy.
I still got the VHS of that.
Oh, Trumpy, you can do stupid things.
New potatoes. Little potatoes.
Oh, by the way, Cinematic Titanic has come out with a second DVD.
New potatoes.
Do we have the first one?
No. We don't
no,
even see
but
it.
I heard that the first one's not so great.
So we're bad fans.
The drive trucks.
I was, I was on there.
The was that the doorbell?
The song?
Yay.
What?
Our next
bees on pie. Burning rubber tires.
Burning rubber tires.
Is Frank Pizza
Idiot
here?
Idiot control no. now.
It's Frank
Idiot
Pizza.
Hear the engines roll now.
Bring that motherfucker in here.
Who
Burn
is rubber tires.
Who is it? Who is
Bees
it?
On
Who is
pie.
It? Who is it?
Bees on pie.
It's Cynthia.
Hello. Cynthia's here.
If anyone has any idea what we're talking about, it's an episode of MST called Pod People. So watch that. It's fucking fantastic.
Live on the
we
internet.
Are all of them. We are broadcasting live.
Live on the internet.
Yeah. Video the camera's up there in the corner.
Yeah, we are video casting.
Internet, fuck yeah.
Oh, hey, if you're going to drink that beer, though, don't do like Denise and pour it directly
okay.
on my carpet.
Okay, so that wasn't me.
Pour it right on the carpet.
Pour it on Denise first and let it flow onto the carpet. Or drink six, throw them up on Denise.
Somebody needs to do a body shot.
Of Denise.
Off Denise.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you sprayed me with that.
All right, fuckers. Calm down.
I just opened a beer. Calm down.
Oh, man. Yeah, that first MST we saw, though, was Wild Rebels. And then the one I saw after that was Journey to the Center of the Earth with Kathy Ireland.
Well, there was one right after Wild Rebels, that black and white movie about the jungle. It was on the same tape that we watched. It was like African Princess or something like that.
What is happening? What is that
clearly
noise?
He speaks African.
What was
African.
That sound?
I don't know. I don't know.
But I can't do it.
I don't know.
Somebody's phone.
Anyway. All right, so yeah, I missed Buffy. Next question.
Pew! Oh, wait. I'll use Eli's machine.
Oh, yeah. His follow-up question was, will there be drinking on this podcast? If you're my floor, yes.
Whatever.
Next question.
Yes, drinking.
For the group, what are your top 10 essential albums of the 90s?
10? Really?
Oh, my God.
We're like 2 hours.
Alanis Morissette's Jagged Little Pill.
The Blue
Album. Let's come up with 10.
The Blue Album.
Yeah, the Blue Album, Pinkerton.
Okay. Yeah.
Jagged Little Pill, I'll agree with you.
Never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
Downward Spiral.
Little Miss can't be wrong.
Hang on, hang on. Little Miss can't be wrong.
Yes. Eli's right.
Fruitcakes by Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. And,
oh, God.
The single by Crash Test Dummies.
Once there was this kid.
Off the Deep End by Weird Al.
So, actually, for me. Made his dad so mad one night that he cut off his wiener.
Yeah.
That was a Weird Al.
No. Okay, I'll give you Downward Spiral, but that has to be number 11. For me.
Fuck you. That album was
Core by STP.
I'll give you that.
And I'm going to say it right now. I don't care what the fuck you say.
Give me a Foo Fighters album.
The first Foo Fighters was 97, so that counts. Yeah. But I'll give you. You got to give me this. It's 10 by Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I just
yes.
said that,
okay. Because you hate Pearl Jam all you want, but it mattered at the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Changed my life with his songs of pain.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, God. And, you know,
if my heart could write songs.
If you had a fucking heart left in that
they would be Eddie
hollow
Vedder
soulless
songs.
Chest of yours.
I don't give a damn.
That's not nice, Josh. You're not nice.
Wow.
Oh, wait,
God.
That
the
wasn't
truth
even
isn't
did
nice.
We wrap all
what
this
else?
Up?
No. What's next? What other albums? Do you have one,
I
Eli?
Think we need 10 albums per person.
No, fuck that.
What about you, Denise? Did you listen to music in the 90s?
90s.
Did they have music off in Zimbabwe?
See, but it's
whatever?
All
and I don't mean like didgeridoo music or...
Oh, wait, somebody's yelling for Bush.
See, for me, it's like...
Ah, that's so
She's
late
not from
in the 90s, though. That's Does that count?
Like, late 90s doesn't count now?
Okay, then...
Only early 90s. I mean, what is that bullshit?
Okay, then 16 Stone definitely goes
Dude,
on
Dude, The Fragile then counts, and I'm just going
to
keep
it
throwing.
Doesn't. No. And
that
you, neither
is
does
a
Aphex
textural
Twin
masterpiece.
Or some other shit that you listen to. Goddamn fucking...
I also like Aphex Twin.
The system.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody
you know
suggested
what?
Daft Punk Homework, which
no,
I won't.
You
got to
say Doolittle. Doolittle by the Pixies, except that I wasn't into the Pixies in the 90s, but I'll go back and say
I
that I have to admit
I was because
it.
I was still in... Because
you were 20. That's why.
God damn it.
I was 12.
Eli gets Social Security next year. It's going to be a good year for him. Wait, does
it's
he actually
security,
have a Social Security
it's
number?
Security's Socialitos. Securitos... Yeah. Anyway.
No, for me, it was like Front 242 and fucking all
what
sorts
about Siamese
of weird bands.
Dream?
Come Siamese on. Dream, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Absolutely.
That
good
was
call.
In the 90s?
It's like 94, 95.
Right. I was
that was 92, okay. I think.
What year did Melancholy come out?
Oh, that
it was early
96.
That was whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was before Nevermind? Nevermind came out in 92 or 93.
Melancholy
no,
was
no,
in
Nevermind
epic.
Was like 92, 93.
Somebody
oh,
Wikipedia
what's the
shit.
Story, Morning Glory? Dude,
go to hell.
No, that's dude, that album is like 11 singles in a row that are awesome.
That's true.
Linkin Park did the same thing in like 2001.
Fuck Linkin Park. Wow. Oh, and Stone Cold Polish.
Oh, hey, Papa Roach's album came out in 1999.
God, burn in hell.
Which one? Is that Losing My Sight, Losing My Mind? Would somebody tell me I'm fine? That's so great. They're so terrible.
Broken Home.
Oh, we have Shiner now.
Do you remember? We were making fun of... Me and Justin had a band at about this time in like 2000, 2001. And we were playing Broken Home, but singing Broken Phone. And for some reason, it was so fucking funny.
Can't phone home.
It wasn't even funny at all, but we cracked up for like 2 hours.
Well, do you remember why we did that?
No.
Our friend Rob, who lived in Arizona at the time, mailed us this demo tape. And he said, hey, I've been listening to these guys, and they're awesome. You should check these guys out.
And it was a Xeroxed Roach on a cassette tape.
Yes.
That was before they broke.
And it was
I discovered
Roach.
Them.
Broken phone. Thank you, Denise, for throwing that away for me.
In case you
didn't appreciate you.
So
I gotta put on a fucking tux.
Any other '90s albums? We're almost done with the mail sec. I can't hear you if you're not on mic.
You gotta talk over there.
Bad
over
hair
there,
day. Bad hair day.
Word.
All the way. No. You gotta get all the way into
16 stone.
You gotta put your face right. You gotta put your face
stone.
Right in
16 stone.
You gotta put your mouth
so much
right
better
on
than
it.
Razor Blade Suitcase.
By far. Oh no, we can
what was
talk.
What was the third album called? That was still the '90s, but
what about the
Chemicals
Chronic?
Chemicals Between Us.
What
the Chronic.
Was the name of
the
album? The
Chronic,
though?
Doggy Style.
Nice.
Oh, Doggy Style.
Wow.
You want to talk about 11 singles in a row? Fucking Doggy Style. We did. We karaoke'd.
Was that Gin and Juice? Was that on that album?
What did I do? It wasn't What's My Name. It was Gin and Juice. We karaoke'd Gin and Juice at Justin's
Rolling
party.
Down the street, sipping,
smoking Indo,
sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
On my money. Now I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Yeah. Yeah.
I got a pocket full of rubbers, and my homeboys do too.
So turn off the lights and close the door. But for what? We don't love them hoes.
That was the first time I ever heard Biatch.
We out. Biatch.
Biatch.
And you were like, whoa, we should make a movie about
what
that.
What about, hey, nobody, Straight Outta Compton, if we're going there.
I didn't listen to it.
Oh, I did.
It's important.
Oh, speaking of which,
it.
I don't want to get off topic
straight
really
out
quick.
Straight Outta Low Cash? CB4? Anybody?
Straight Outta Linwood.
I don't want to get off topic really, really quick, but I was at a block party last week. A real block party.
Mm-hmm.
And the
like
end
on a block.
The end of the block party was like, hey, we're going to have some dudes that are going to like break dance. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And sure enough, like four dudes were breakdancing.
Pulled out some cardboard.
And I was like, this is exactly how these fucking movies get made. One dude who's like high up sees this shit and goes like, holy shit, there's a movie out of this right
all
here.
The dance fighting?
Yeah. And it's
did
like,
anybody get served?
That's what I was looking for. I was like, I think that'll someone dance. Got served and that's exactly dude. How these movies get made.
Nothing will ever top West Side Story. That was the ultimate dance.
When you're a jet, you're a man of the blue. Yeah,
you're a jet, you're the top guy in town from your bus cigarette. I just missed
thanks,
you versus.
Thanks, super gay. I appreciate that. That's good.
When you're a jet, you stay a jet.
Jazz hands.
Can you do America? Because I'll sing the whole thing. I'll do fucking
America,
like,
fuck
I'll
yeah.
act it out.
America,
no.
Fuck yeah.
He's not talking about that, oh. America.
I'm talking about the Latin rhythms.
He's talking about real ass
Puerto Ricans.
Oh, never mind. I don't like anything then. Everyone's got AIDS.
I can do all of chess.
Everyone's got AIDS.
The gays in the streets and the whites and the slaves.
Yeah.
It's the whites and the slaves.
Spades.
It's slaves.
That's even worse.
That makes it funnier. Dumbass.
Because there aren't any white slaves. There should be.
Right.
If we were going to enslave anybody, it should be white
We've
people.
We've got some quilting to do.
Yeah. Your grandma and your dog old blue.
That's not funny. I know people with HIV. It's a very serious disease. I actually do.
Next question.
Actually, that was funny when we went to that concert and Santa Claus had AIDS.
Oh,
that's
you
not
were there
funny
for that.
Because his
you
husband
there,
died.
His husband died the
that's
day before.
Funny.
Oh,
that's
wait,
not,
that's
oh
right.
God.
I forgot about that. I'm so drunk.
That was seriously one of the saddest things I've ever had to
that
see
was
in my entire life.
Terrible. Dead,
we had talked about the Turkey Corral in
let
a
me
previous.
Let me set this up for you.
Killed Santa?
Gay AIDS Santa Claus with a dead husband.
Yep. Okay.
Just one of them.
So
throw in a mutilated puppy somewhere and it gets sadder, but only if there's like a mutilated puppy.
A couple years ago, I sang with the Turtle Creek Corral, which is Dallas's huge gay men's chorus thing. And
we've already talked
about the Christmas show, and so it's Christmas show. So we have a guy that looks like Santa, so he always plays Santa. His husband died the day before the show,
and he had to go on
and
be Santa.
And he still went in and did the show.
Why?
Of
because
AIDS.
He was a trooper, and it was awesome.
Because, like, he had spent his, like, last 20 years, because the dude is, like, 80-something or whatever. He's
because
ancient.
He
spent,
children.
Like, the whole, like the last 20 years of his life doing this, and his husband was a part of it, too.
Way
and,
to
like,
end it on a downer, shitbag.
Oh, no.
Damn. That dude was
appreciate
awesome.
It.
Was his husband
props,
Mrs. Claus?
Props to that dude.
Hey, next question.
Need to drink some.
What?
You
said Fred Claus?
I said Mrs. Claus.
Oh, but you said Fred Claus, because that would be funnier, too. That's not funny.
I don't really know the specifics of their relationship. I'm not going to go there.
Jesus. Somebody make a North Pole joke so we can move on. Never mind.
Santa's coming down the chimney.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like
somebody's chimney.
Like all the way down it.
Like balls deep.
Wouldn't he come up the chimney? God.
All right.
Next question.
All right.
Next question.
Sorry for the
dumb. Oh, that was it.
Oh, is that the end of the show?
Wow.
Well, okay. This is where it's talking
it?
About. Actually, the last
well,
question is
like
what do you?
8:30.
That's right. The last question is what do you have? What do you have planned for the party? So what do we have planned for the party? Shitty movies. Eli, what do you got
whoa,
there?
What was the first one we're going to watch?
Whoa. Watch... I've seen one of them that you just flashed. Give me that stack.
No, fuck you.
GNFO.
We're watching that for sure.
I will say it out loud.
No.
I will
you will not say it on this podcast. I'll have to bleep it.
I will do it right now.
You can't bleep it live, bitch.
Please don't then.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Homosexual African-Americans.
Americans from outer space. Don't. And Eli, what do you have?
G-Enters.
I have this.
No, it's
G. Oh, Cracker Jack.
We have Lone Wolf McQuaid.
Lone Wolf McQuaid and Cracker Jack are an absolute must.
Okay, Cracker Jack is definitely, that's good
stuff.
That
one's an option.
What is this? Insane in the Brain? Is this from the same
it's
guy?
It's the same director.
Yeah, this looks good.
Yeah, we have to go home at some point.
No.
Yeah, seriously.
No. These movies are not long anymore.
We're not watching this. Actually, we're not watching American Vampire.
Wait, it's got that. Carmen Electra and Adam West.
Okay, then no.
And Adam West.
Wow.
American Vampire in Guadalajara.
Right.
Oh, Guatemala.
What did you think? We're going to be here for 10 years?
These are options.
American
asshole.
Samurai.
Okay. That has the
MST3K.
This guy on the bottom, yeah. That guy on the bottom, lower left corner, that's the dude from Iron Chef America.
Tomatoes!
What's the last one there?
Rage of the Masters,
wait,
a Wang Hung Chang film.
You brought
everybody Wang Hung Chang tonight.
Yeah, now I also brought two movies with me. One of which we have to
what
watch,
that?
Or at the very least, we have to start it. I have no idea. I cannot vouch for the quality.
And
of
also,
it.
They call her One Eye.
Yeah, they call her One Eye is the good movie I brought, which is probably still bad.
Mm-hmm.
The other movie is a homemade movie made by a friend of mine from Minneapolis.
That all sounds bad.
Yeah, let's watch Caffeine Headache.
So
I don't
want to
watch
start that.
Any of that. Can I go home now?
You know, why don't you have another beer and just like
I don't think Denise
down.
Should be driving.
Yeah.
She's about to snap somebody's neck. Just look at the rage.
Oh, so.
Like,
please do not karate chop Eli with your karate.
Wow. Oh,
motherfucker.
Wow.
We love you, Denise.
Greg says she's fuming. Looks like she's about to pass out.
You added the needed little shot of estrogen to the show needed.
Oh, my God. All right. So we're going to go have a party. I'm going to make some burgers. We're going to watch some movies.
Yay.
Yeah, cook, bitch.
I'm hungry.
What is this?
ACDC, motherfucker.
Oh.
All right. Dude,
Black
where's your
brown.
Walmart sign? Today's podcast
thanks,
was brought
George.
To you in part by Walmart. That's they.
Listeners.
I buy a lot of shit there. Only I haven't set foot in one in years. Because all right,
so this is the end of Hijinks and Sue podcast, number 17. Thank you to everybody that's here in the studio. Thank you, Denise, for putting up with so much shit.
Yeah, happy birthday, Joel.
Just fucking ended.
Hey!
I'm kidding.
Happy birthday to Denise. Aw,
thanks. Because
it's
birthday.
Also her birthday. Look, they're all coming to your rescue. We love Denise.
Aww.
My birthday's this month.
If you want to get in on some of the fun that you might be missing, go to hijinksandsue.com/forum. Sign up for the forums. And communicate with other geeks and
this
awesome
is actually,
people.
Man, a lot of fun.
Oh, it was a good time.
Yeah,
I enjoyed this.
If you enjoyed it and you want to see more things like this, please feel free to donate using any of the convenient donation buttons on the site. Buy a shirt.
To the top, if you want to rock and roll.
That's true.
Ow!
That's why I stopped trying to rock and
yeah,
roll.
That's...
And oh, hey, if you're in the thing here with the video and the chatting and whatnot, we're gonna leave this. We're gonna start a new one. That's just well, you know what we can do? You can stop recording and then we can just leave this going, and we're just gonna broadcast the whole party.
But who's right? gonna be in this room during the party?
No, we're bringing it in there.
Oh shit! Hey, here's a shout out to Jim. Love you, man. You're retarded. Should have been here, but you're not.
You know, seriously, thanks to all the fans, because there were a lot of people, like, fucking...
Yeah, that's
like,
weird.
This shit.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Dude, that's awesome. Like,
thank
you guys
for your
awesome.
Questions
you guys,
and your comments. Lots of fun.
You guys keep this shit going. This is fun.
We appreciated it. And, tune in.
That is foul and disgusting.
Okay, if you hit stop record, stop recording.
What? No.
And does it still go?
I don't know.
No, finish this song, goddammit.
Oh, we're just going to let it roll.
Sure, that's like another 3 minutes. That's like forever in internet time.
It really is a long way
that's
to
like
the top.
That's like 7 YouTube videos.
Yeah, fade it out.
That's
so
like
I can
another beer.
Fade it out so
it's
I can
a long pinche way to the top.
Whoa. 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 Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's good times. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Inconceivable.